Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
/home loans.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we do mean floorboards to shingles and everything in between. If you've got a question about a project you'd like to get done around your house, a home repair, a home improvement, a renovation, a decor project, can't decide what color paint is going to work best, all of those are great reasons to reach out to us because that's what we do. We've been doing this a long time. We love talking with you every single show about the projects you're doing in your house. So your job is to help yourself first by calling us with those questions. You can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or you can post your questions to moneypit.com/ask. And if you go there, just click the blue microphone button. You'll have the opportunity to record your question, and you'll move right to the top of the line for our answer. So let's get started. The number here again is 1-888-MONEYPIT. Roof leaks can send most homeowners into a serious panic. We're going to talk about that today. But if you take a few easy first steps, that can help you avoid serious damage that both the roof and plumbing leaks can cause. We'll tell you what you need to know.
And you ever feel like clutter is taking over your home? Well, we are going to share some home organization ideas that stick just ahead.
And ceramic tiles are durable and easy to care for. But what happens if one breaks and you just can't find a replacement? We'll share some fast fix-ups for tile projects.
And whatever else you're trying to work on in your house, whatever project you guys have going on, whether it's a design project, whether it's an exterior project, where you're thinking about selling your home, whatever you've got going on at your Money Pit, this team Money Pit can help you get those projects done. So give us a call.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974.
Heading out to Michigan, where we've got Ed on the line, who's dealing with a driveway that's cracking up a little bit. What's happening?
The concrete driveway has a slight slope to it, and at the expansion joint where two sections meet, it's beginning to separate a little bit. I was wondering if there's something that I could do. Perhaps I didn't know whether some foam would fit in there and put caulking over it. Or do you have some other suggestion?
Sure, Ed. So the space that is, you say it's cracking, it's really just separating. It's an expansion joint. Does that have like a tar, a piece of tar backer in it right now? Usually it's like a tar piece that's about a half inch wide and 4 or 5 inches tall. Is it got anything like that in there now?
No, it's basically a seam, so to speak, that they put in there, you know, to avoid cracking someplace
else. But there's no other material in there, so it's just two slabs separating. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So very simple solution here, and that is what you're going to do is you're going to first clean that out. There's going to be dirt and grime, sometimes moss in there. Go ahead and clean that space out. Then you're going to insert what's called a backer rod. It's like a foam tube, and they come in different diameters. You want to buy one that's bigger than the gap so it has some side pressure to hold it in place. And you insert that into that space there, and you want to insert it down so it's about a maybe about 3/4 of an inch or an inch below the surface. Then on top of that, you are going to apply a flowable urethane caulk or sealant, and that's going to flow across that backer rod and then sort of lock to both sides of the concrete. And this way, when you're done and it's nice and dry, that concrete driveway will expand and contract along that expansion joint and not pull apart anymore. Now, the reason you're putting the backer rod in there, because if you don't, you're going to waste a heck of a lot of sealant. It'll just going to fall into the bottom of the hole. So you put the backer rod in first, and then you're only filling the area above it. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Very good. I certainly appreciate it.
Well, it's time to talk remodeling with Mary. We're heading up to Utica, New York to do that. Mary, well, tell us what you're working on.
I have a seasonal home, and it was from the 1960s, the early, all paneling and everything. My son took all of that down, right down to the studs and the ceiling and everything, and he would like to do away and part of it with the ceiling joists and go up to the rafters so that to make it look more like it has a open space all there. And I'm worried about the structural integrity of the place.
Yeah, you definitely should be worried about that because you can't just take away the ceiling joists. They're keeping the walls from spreading outward. You need an architect to look at that and to tell you exactly how to accomplish this because you're going to have to make some structural adjustments to make that happen. You can't just take away all those ceiling joists because the outside walls will bow.
Even if you put a collar up there?
Well, I mean, you are going to put some sort of a collar tie across, but where you put that, how you attach it, what the width of that is, what the size of that is, those are all structural questions that have calculable answers if you have an engineer or an architect spec it out for you. But to just guess at it is really risky.
Oh, okay.
It's also going to be harder to insulate, by the way, that area because your ceiling joists are probably not that deep. So it's very hard to insulate a cathedral ceiling unless you use spray foam insulation. And if you do that,
I'm going to use spray foam on it.
Yeah, if you use spray foam, and you're going to have a contractor do that, obviously. If you use spray foam, then you don't have to worry about the ventilation part of it. It'll be a much more efficient way to go.
Yeah, I just thought maybe there was a rule of thumb of how far down you should put the collars. But apparently not.
Yeah, that's going to depend on a lot of factors. So that's why you're going to have an expert look at it, okay?
Yep, thank you.
Good luck with that project.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks so much for joining us in this new year with your team Money Pit. Whatever you've got going on at your home, let us help you get that project checked off and start the next one. Coming up, don't let water leaks from your roof or plumbing problems send you into a full-blown panic, although they surely can. You need to stay calm. We're going to tell you the first aid steps that you can take to avoid serious damage when the Money Pit returns.
Live in a Money Pit.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com.
Next time you need to re-roof, be a good steward of your home and the planet by choosing a more sustainable roof. Quality metal roofs are exceptionally durable and can last 50-plus years and are 100% recyclable at the end of their life. They're also extremely energy efficient and can be easily cleaned using gentle soap and plain water. Make the smart, sustainable choice and check out the Metal Roofing Alliance's free buyer's guide at metalroofing.com. We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Hey, guys, did you know that a burglar enters a home every 30 seconds? That's two robberies every minute and over 3,000 every day. That's why it's more important than ever to protect yourself with a Vivint home security system. Vivint delivers reliable home security at a price you can afford. It's an award-winning system that's smarter, simpler, and starting at just $1 a day. And right now, MoneyPit listeners can take advantage of this incredible offer of just $1 a day and get free professional installation. Vivint makes it easy to protect your home and loved ones with smart security features that help you stay connected wherever you are. So don't wait. Call now for your free home security consultation. The number is 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Packages start at just $29.99 a month with a signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Call Vivint today at 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What do you guys have planned for this new year for your home? We want to make it shine like that beautiful crystal New Year's Eve ball down in Times Square. So whatever you've got going on, let us help you. Whether it's seasonal prep or long-term projects, the Money Pit podcast gives you the tools to stay ahead of the game. You can subscribe for free at moneypit.com/podcast. Heading out to Pennsylvania, where we've got Andy on the line. What is going on at your Money Pit?
Well, right now, our house is really old, and the furnace just can't handle. I think we have some insulation. I think it's that really old type that's like newspapers and wood chips.
Okay.
Things are a bit creaky around here.
So, Andy, can you get up in your attic? Is the attic accessible?
It is, but it burnt out. It's all charred out, burned down like 100 years ago.
I'll presume it's still structurally sound. We wouldn't be having this conversation. But here's the best way to restore some level of comfort to your house is by adding insulation. And in your case, that insulation in an older home, it's typically settled and sagged inside the ceiling joists, which is what you see when you go up in an attic and look down. So what I would do is, if it looks like you don't have much insulation, I would replace what's there, and I may even put in two layers. I'd put one and running parallel to the ceiling beams, and the other one perpendicular. So you kind of crisscross them like a pie crust. And in doing so, you're going to find a big difference, because the ceiling is where most of the heat loss happens. And if you can only insulate one area of the house, you know, people ask me about insulating the floors and the walls and so on and so forth. The attic is always the number one place that really delivers the quickest return on your investment and really actually generates some warmth. Now, the project has actually gotten easier. Owens Corning has a new type of fiberglass insulation out now that is really easy to handle, and it doesn't like separate and get like friable and released to the air like the old stuff did. It's called Next Gen Insulation by Owens Corning. So take a look at that. It's not expensive. It's affordable, and I think it'll make a huge difference in your house. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Heading to Arkansas, we've got Nancy on the line who's working on a project. Let's just say there was some flooring maybe done by her husband that needs some help now. What's going on?
I have a question about a gap between our new wood floor that my husband put down and the front door threshold. There's a gap. that needs to be filled.
Hey, well, he did the hard part, Nancy, right? I mean, he finished the whole floor except for this little spot near the front door threshold. So a couple of ways you can deal with that. Now, it depends on how big a gap this is. And if it's a fairly thin gap in that you can't really get another piece of flooring in there, like let's say it's maybe less than a quarter of an inch, in that case you're going to want to use a piece of molding on top of it to basically go between the front door threshold and the new section of the floor. However, preferably, if it's a little bit wider than that, I would cut a piece of flooring to fit that exact distance. Whatever the width is, I would cut a piece of flooring and drop it right in there. Even if it was only an inch wide, I would cut that flooring. I would pre-finish the floor, by the way, if the rest of it's already done. It'll make it a lot easier. And then tap it in. And in fact, I would probably make it a little snugger than maybe you think it needs to be, so it kind of holds itself in place. All you're going to need to attach this is maybe two or three pretty sturdy finish nails, and you would pilot out the holes before you drive the nails in. So like if it was a number 8 or number 10 nail, you'd probably use like around a maybe 3/32 bit first, and this way it won't split that thin piece of wood. You tack it in place. I'd probably put a little glue under it, and then you should be good to go. And after that, the only one that will ever notice that gap and the story behind it will be you. Everybody else is going to step on it and walk right over it. It'll look great.
It's true.
Sometimes we hyper-focus on the one thing we know that's wrong with the room, right? I mean, you and I do it just because it's like a habit.
Well, because see it, so you know. Well, if you've ever had a roof leak, you know how stressful that can be. Now, the key is to act quickly. You want to minimize the damage and figure out where that leak is coming from.
Now, the first thing you should do is grab a bucket or a container to catch that dripping water. That's going to protect your floors and everything that's underneath from further damage. And if the water is coming from your ceiling, here is a really important trick. Take a screwdriver and make a small hole or a couple of small holes in the drywall where the water is pooling.
But wait, you want to make a hole in the ceiling on purpose? That seems counterintuitive.
Yeah, it is counterintuitive. But what it does is it actually prevents the ceiling from becoming damaged by the water, and then it'll swell, it'll sag, it can collapse. Now, let me give you a good example. We had an incredibly bad storm several months ago, 6-8 months ago, and there's a section of roof in a house that I maintain that's flat. The water was so bad, it actually had come up over the windowsills, which was crazy. I've never seen that happen before. And it leaked through the windowsill straight down into a family room below. I put holes in the ceiling. I took out at least 5 gallons of water from that leak. So imagine that. 5 gallons of water poured through that ceiling. And you know what? That ceiling was in perfectly flat condition when the rain stopped and when I got it fixed up. All I had to do was a little bit of spackle, some prime, and I was good to go. So can you imagine any other circumstance when you could have a leak with 5 gallons of water that the ceiling doesn't become totally nasty as a result? But it didn't happen that time.
If it would have stayed even on the ceiling, like you could have had all that drywall fall off, it could have been way, way, way worse.
Right. I just gave it a place to go.
Yeah. I mean, that really is a smart move. But finding the source of that leak, I mean, definitely that can be the tricky part of this. So you kind of have to think about, like, where are these leaks most common? Think about your plumbing vents, chimney, where roof meets section of wall, that kind of thing. Those are the places that you want to inspect first.
Yeah, definitely the most common places. Now, if you can't pinpoint it, here's another helpful tip. You can grab a garden hose and a friend, and one of you heads to the roof and the other one stays in the attic. You start by running a small amount of water over the roof, beginning below the suspected area, and then work your way up a few feet at a time until you see where the water is coming through. Because sometimes water will come through in one spot of the roof, but then it'll like run down a rafter or part of a truss and then drip to the ceiling in another part, and they don't align, so it can be a little bit confusing. But if you follow that procedure, you'll get a pretty good idea where it's leaking.
Yeah, so if you are able to find that leak, the next question is whether you can fix that leak yourself. Now, if it's a simple repair and you're comfortable with DIY projects, definitely go for it. But if it's more complicated or you're not a fan of heights, calling a pro is definitely the best step.
Absolutely. The most important thing, though, is to act quickly and take those first steps, and that's going to prevent further damage.
We got Karen in Tennessee on the line who's feeling the chill. What's going on?
I have some really nice windows that get lots of sun, and they let the heat in from the sun in the wintertime. And they are like the double window, I guess, like the type that's you know, supposed to keep out the cold, but it doesn't. So I need something to put over them that will allow the heat to come in but keep the cold out. And I'm wondering if you have some kind of, like, film or something, you know, that I can put on there to do that.
So, Karen, I think the fact that you have thermal pane windows, that's what you're describing, that's insulated glass, is a good thing. It's nice to hear that they let some heat in during the day. But the reason that they're letting cold get in through that same glass in the evening is because there's probably not a low E window, so it doesn't have any reflectivity to it to keep the heat on the hot side, so to speak. So here's what I want you to do. I think you should have a thermal shade like a cellular shade. Cellular shades have an insulating ability, and what you're going to want to do is just make it a habit of keeping those open during the day and then keeping them down at night. Now, by the way, there are fairly inexpensive automation systems that can raise and lower these shades for you based on the time of day and where the sun is, in fact. So you could look into those as well. But I think having them up during the day, you'll be able to capture some of that heat, and then dropping them as soon as the sun goes down will help keep some of that warmth inside. Because what happens is when the air from your house starts to circulate and higher rises, but when it strikes that cold glass as it gets really cold, it chills and it falls and kind of feels like a draft. Even though it may not exactly be a draft, it's uncomfortable. But when you put the cellular shade in between the window and you, then that doesn't happen as much, and you'll be a lot more comfortable.
Mike in Arizona's on the line. You've got a question about siding. What's going on?
My house currently has Western Red Cedar as siding, but it's like 20 years old and really in bad shape. And I'm wondering, because of my local place, if I can go with a pine tongue and groove siding versus a Western Red Cedar tongue and groove siding, if it would be appropriate for this area.
So, Mike, you want to replace the Western Red Cedar with pine, but you're going to basically have the same situation. The fact that you're replacing wood with wood, that pine in 20 years is going to look just as bad, if not worse, because, by the way, pine is not as insect-resistant and not as decay-resistant as cedar is. So if you really want wood siding and the existing wood siding is just deteriorated, I would simply replace it with more Western Red Cedar. Now, that said, if you want to get away from wood siding, I would take a serious look at hardy plank siding or hardy shingle siding. The hardy sidings are really well made, and they're basically a cement siding. And they are pre-painted at the factory. I, for example, have wood shingles on my house, and I have hardy shingles on my garage. And from the street, they look identical. But I can tell you that I'll be doing a lot more painting of the house than I will of the garage, because those shingles just don't wear out.
How long have I had my hardy shingles? 10 years now?
Yeah.
All I do is occasionally, like, power wash a little area. The house
right.
looks pristine.
All I've had to do was spray a little Mildicide on it to get rid of some of the moss that likes to grow on it. But other than that, it looks perfect. It has shown no wear whatsoever. It's just amazing stuff.
No, and it looks like the real deal. Like it looks
does.
Like real shingles. So
yeah.
There's no, you know, there's no downside.
Yeah, so you're not picking up any benefit by replacing cedar siding with pine siding. But if you want to pick up a benefit, I would switch out, maybe go with a hardy. Or if you really like the wood, then just go with the cedar again. But this time, use a solid color stain on it. That's going to give it more protection. You'll have to do that probably about every 5 years to keep it from cracking and checking and wearing out again.
This is the Money Pit. Just ahead, from smart storage hacks to decluttering tricks, we are sharing expert tips to help you create the organized home you've always wanted. All of this is next on the Money Pit.
888 Money Pit.
Title IX was a game changer for girls and women in the United States. This law opened up opportunities for us to compete in sports, earn scholarships, and excel in academics. It has been a key to unlocking a lifetime of experiences and achievements. My generation will be robbed of this right. On August 1st, President Biden's changes to Title IX will go into effect, and it will be death by a thousand cuts. Adding gender identity to the law's protections will give boys and men the right to compete in our sports, access our locker rooms, and steal our scholarships. This is unfair. We are being erased. Our safety, dignity, and opportunities will disappear. And in a few years, we'll wonder how this happened. Here and now, we must stand up for the truth and for our existence. My future depends on it. Visit RileyGainsCenter.org to learn more. On August 1st, President Biden's changes to Title IX will go into effect. Visit RileyGainsCenter.org to learn more. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you'll find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Where home?
Home Solutions Live. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
So glad to have you with us today here on the Money Pit. If you've got a project in mind you'd like to get done, have you de-decorated for the holidays? Did you get everything put away and stored for the year ahead? Then we get to drag it out next year and do this all over again. I know that we're getting all that wrapped up one step at a time here at our Money Pit. Hey, but you've got questions about projects you want to tackle now or in the future, it's a great time to reach out to us. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974.
Heading to Florida, where Carolyn's on the line, has some rusty doors that need painting. How can we help you?
I'm needing to repaint or fix my garage doors. They're metal, and I don't know what I have to do. They do have some rust on them, and so I guess I'm going to have to sand them down and treat them, but I just don't really know what to use on them.
So that's a pretty straightforward project. So the first thing you need to do is you need to sand off those rust spots, because you don't want to paint over the rust. So you want to sand them off. You use a very fine grit sandpaper for that. Probably something that's around 200, 300 grit, like an emery paper, will work well for that. And then next, you do need to prime them. I would recommend Rust-Oleum, and you can buy that, by the quart, by the gallon. You don't want to prime that whole door. And by the way, aside from sanding that rust spots, you want to lightly sand the whole door to make sure it's clean, because, again, you don't want to have anything in between that and the primer. Then you can use a Rust-Oleum primer on the entire door. And then on top of that, you're going to use, I would just stay with the Rust-Oleum line and use a top coat of color from there. It's a little tricky when you're dealing with garage doors. You have to sort of have them propped open a little bit, because otherwise the door, when it closes, it rubs against the weather stripping, and of course that mars up the paint finish. So you're going to have to sort of pick a day when it's warm enough where you can have that garage door open and let it dry. And just don't put it down all the way. If you leave it sort of suspended in the air about maybe halfway down, you'll probably be okay. I would work one side at a time. It's going to be a bit of a time-consuming project, but it's pretty straightforward and it's not that difficult.
So are you feeling like clutter is taking over your home? I feel like this happens especially after the holidays. You know, you end up with so much more stuff. Where does it go? I know I'm feeling like that, and I know I'm not alone. That clutter builds up quickly, but with a few simple strategies, you can reclaim your space and you can stay organized.
Yeah, so home organization, if you think about it, it's not just about having a neat home. It can actually save you time and reduce stress. I know I feel so much better when the house is organized and cleaned up. So let's start with the most important step: declutter by category, not by location. So think about it. Instead of tackling one room at a time, focus on specific items like clothing or books or paperwork or knickknacks. It's easier to make decisions when you see everything in one place.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I just did a major decluttering of those sort of, they're not even catch-all drawers in the kitchen. One's the utensil drawer and one's like the cooking utensils drawer. But I only have like three drawers in the kitchen, so these guys fill up quick. I just dumped everything out and sorted it. And a good sort of method, and it didn't necessarily work with the kitchen drawers, but think about in the other areas that you're working in the house. You want to kind of separate things into a keep, donate, toss system. Like, you know, you're going to make piles of things. Think about it. Like, did I use it in the last year? Does it serve a purpose? Maybe not. Think about how you use this item, and then think about if it's time to let that item go. You will definitely feel lighter immediately. Once you've decluttered, though, now you've got to organize. And a great tip is to store the items where you use them. For example, keep your coffee supplies near the coffee maker. Store the cleaning supplies in the rooms where you actually use them. It's going to make it so much more efficient and so much more easy to find.
Yep, and here's another trick. Use clear bins or labeled baskets. They're perfect for grouping similar items, and the labels make it really easy to find what you need, and even easier, most importantly, to put things back where they belong. And also, don't forget about the vertical space. I mean, installing shelves or hanging storage to take advantage of unused walls areas makes a great way to keep items up off the floor and maximize your storage.
And here's my favorite. Adopt the one-in, one-out rule. So if you go out and you get something new and bring it into your house, whether it's clothing, a kitchen gadget, anything, get rid of an old item. It's really a simple way to keep that clutter from creeping back in. It also kind of keeps your spending down, because you're like, oh, I don't really have anything I want to get rid of, so don't get the new thing.
Totally agree. And these tips don't just clear the clutter. They help create a home that works for you and not against you. So start small, keep it manageable, tackle one category at a time, stick with systems that make sense for your lifestyle.
If you want some more organization tips and decluttering advice, head on over to moneypit.com and we're going to give you your dream. We're going to help you find it to be reality of having this organized home. It's the new year. I know I'm going to say it again and again, but let's get your home in tip-top shape, you guys, and start by being organized. Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Coming up, if you've got a busted tile that needs to be replaced, the problem is usually not having those extra matching tiles handy. We're going to share some tricks to help them magically reappear when the Money Pit returns.
Live in the Money Pit.
Transforming your kitchen or bath just got easier with the new Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit from Deich Coatings. Luxrock Ultra is real stone. It rolls on easily over old countertops, transforming them into a new smooth-as-glass stone surface that looks and performs just like real granite. Beautiful and durable, quick and easy. Kits start at just $149. Luxrock Ultra from Deich Coatings. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount. Well, if you're looking to re-roof this year, a quality metal roof offers some of the best protection against extreme conditions. Metal roofs can withstand hurricane-force winds and protect against hail, rain, snow, and ice. In the summertime, they save energy, keep you cooler, and help safeguard against wildfire. So if you're looking for maximum performance for your home wherever you live, check out the durability, beauty, and long-lasting worry-free protection of a new metal roof. Visit metalroofing.com for more information.
Hey, guys, did you know that a burglar enters a home every 30 seconds? That's two robberies every minute and over 3,000 every day. That's why it's more important than ever to protect yourself with a Vivint home security system. Vivint delivers reliable home security at a price you can afford. It's an award-winning system that's smarter, simpler, and starting at just $1 a day. And right now, MoneyPit listeners can take advantage of this incredible offer of just $1 a day and get free professional installation. Vivint makes it easy to protect your home and loved ones with smart security features that help you stay connected wherever you are. So don't wait. Call now for your free home security consultation. The number is 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Packages start at just $29.99 a month with a signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Call Vivint today at 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of the Money Pit, makers of the revolutionary Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit. Transform your existing surfaces with real stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? Are you ready to get your home in shape this year? Is this the year that you tackle those overdue repairs? You freshen up the decor? Maybe you're planning that big renovation finally in the coming months? Well, whatever it is, the Money Pit Podcast is here to help. Subscribe for free at moneypit.com/podcast. Heading out to Fayetteville, Pennsylvania, where Deb's on the line. So I've heard about ring around the collar. I've heard about ring around the tub. But you've got a ring around the sink? What's going on?
My problem is that I have a bathroom counter combination sink that's beautiful. It's creamy yellow. I love it. Nothing's wrong with it. Except right around the drain is this ugly black that won't come off. And my husband says, we might have to just replace the whole thing. I said, that's ridiculous. Everything's perfect except that spot. There's got to be something to use. He mentioned something like a lime away. We haven't tried anything yet. But it's, like I said, just a ring around the drain part. Everything else in the sink is perfect. I hate to get rid of the whole thing for that. There's got to be something, even if we have to sand it or something. Maybe there's a new product to get rid of that black. But it's really a shame because everything else is perfect.
Yeah, Deborah, I know what you're talking about. And what happens is that is the area of the sink with a composite sink, which is pretty sure what you're referring to, where it really wears. The finish on the sink wears, and then over the years, you get just sort of the dirt and the grime that embeds itself into that space. Sometimes you get a reaction between the metal drain that's there and the sink itself. It's funny, you mentioned sanding. I think if it's you've done all this sort of over-the-counter products attempts, I mean, I would try CLR maybe just to make sure you check that off the list. That's the calcium lime rust remover. But I would try that. I would also try an oxygenated bleach. But if those two things don't work, you could consider disconnecting the drain, basically pulling that all out, and then seeing if you could abrade some of that dark area away with some steel wool. I don't think sandpaper will work, but it would allow you to have a better shot at it. And then when you put it back together, make sure you use a new drain connection from the top side, because you will stop getting any additional deterioration. And you might even consider one that's slightly wider, like it has slightly wider lip on that metal drain. That would actually cover the old black, which is probably forming between the drain itself and the sink. So there's a couple of ideas for you. Hopefully one of those will straighten this problem out without you having to replace the entire thing.
Well, ceramic floors are durable and they are easy to care for, but from time to time you may need to make some repairs to your ceramic tile floor. Now, the repairs can vary. It can be a grouting repair, or it can even be replacing a cracked or broken tile. Now, the problem is with replacing tiles is that you might not have that matching tile handy. Well, we've got some magic tricks to help them reappear.
Yeah, and this is something that happens a lot as you set out to do like a bathroom model, and it's not always with an old house either. Even a 10-year-old tile can sometimes be hard to find. So think about this. When replacing any tile, it's always best to use one that's left over from the original installation. Then you can be sure that the replacement tile is going to match perfectly to the existing ones. And if you don't have any extra scrolled away, you can bring the broken piece to a well-stocked tile store where you might be able to find a new one that's a very close substitute.
That's right. Now, you can also consider stealing a tile from an area that's not visible, like maybe it's inside of a closet or under the refrigerator or dishwasher. Now, removing the old tile definitely is a tricky project, but it is possible. Now, another option is to have tiles made to order. This is if it's a simple-looking tile or a color glaze or something. It will cost considerably more to have that glaze custom made. You just want to make sure that any replacement tiles do meet the standards for ceramic floor tiles.
All right. What if you heard all those ideas and you go, nope, not going to work. Okay, so despite your best efforts, you can't find a replacement. Well, you could forget about trying to match the tile altogether if you take this approach, and that is to fill it with an accent tile of a different color or texture. Now, in that case, you might want to randomly space out a handful of tiles around the floor or the wall to make that fix blend in with the rest of the field. I've used this approach with a lot of materials and projects over the years. It's really interesting because somebody invariably in my life will say, wow, that looks great. And they have no idea that it was a fix, you know, for something that got screwed up or I couldn't fix any other way. But they see it as a positive improvement. So complimentary accent tiles are a good option.
All right. Good tips. Now we've got David from Ohio on the line who needs some help making paint stick. I know it's a tricky subject here, but sometimes it really just doesn't want to. What's going on?
I have questions about redwood siding. I have an older home built in the 50s. Paint has a hard time staying on the place. I've removed most of the paint. I'm coating it with a Kiehl's exterior oil base primer. I was hoping to find what a good top coat paint would be for that.
Well, you know what? It sounds like you're doing the right thing by priming that siding. Now, if it hadn't been painted, we would have told you to use solid color stain and not paint, because solid color stain, as it wears, as it ages, it sort of fades out. Paint, as you've experienced, as it wears, can tend to peel off. But the fact that you've prepped it and now have used a solvent-based Kiehl's primer on the whole thing, I think that was a really smart thing to do, because that is what gives you that it sort of locking sort of adhesion quality. Now, on top of that, in terms of paint quality, I would recommend a good quality paint, and by that I mean probably Sherwin-Williams or maybe Benjamin Moore, two very good brands. Within those brands, you're going to have choices as well. I always find I usually go to the local Sherwin store near me, because the guys in there always know a lot about the different variations of paint product that the company makes and can give me a really good recommendation. So I think as long as you stick with those name brands, you're going to be fine. I wouldn't wait too terribly long between the primer and the paint, though, because you don't want that. The primer is not designed to stand up to weather, and you want to get it on as soon as weather will permit.
This is the Money Pit. Coming up, getting your first apartment is a big deal on the road to adulthood. We're going to share some top tips to keep in mind when you make that big move next on the Money Pit.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Attention Shasta County, the Shasta Firefighters Burn and Benevolent Fund is gearing up for their annual benefit dinner at the Wind River Casino on Saturday, March 15th. Doors open at 4, dinner at 7, and they need your help. The Shasta Firefighters Burn and Benevolent Fund is currently asking for donations to be raffled off or auctioned during their event. All proceeds will go towards supporting our local first responders in their time of need. For more information, go to Shasta Firefighters B&B on Facebook or Instagram.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the
Get ready for laughter, chaos, and unforgettable fun.
Riverfront Playhouse proudly presents The Odd Couple, female version by Neil Simon, directed by Sean Sampson.
From January 24th to February 9th, step into the hilariously mismatched world of two roommates,
Olive and Florence, as they navigate friendship, humor, and plenty of surprises.
It's a fresh twist on a classic comedy.
Grab your tickets now at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Don't miss this side-splitting comedy
sponsored by this station
and these amazing pro-arts businesses.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Bye.
making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us right now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Nicole wrote in asking, I'm buying a house and I'm concerned about toxic black mold. She wants to know what is it and what does she do about it?
Yeah, that's in the news a lot. It sounds so nasty. Toxic black mold. Well, it's technically known as Stachybotrys chartorum, and that's probably going to be the answer to a Jeopardy question, so make sure you write that down. It's a kind of microfungus that can produce what are called mycotoxins, and they can impact human health, especially in those who have mold allergies. And some molds thrive in high humidity. Stachybotrys really requires a consistently wet condition, like a steady leak, to grow. Now, those mold allergies are going to happen when your immune system overreacts to those mold spores that get in the air. And if you inhale these spores, your body can produce antibodies to fight them, which can then cause an allergic reaction in severe cases. Now, mold allergies can trigger asthma-like conditions, but focusing on overall mold prevention is really the key to this. Keep in mind that there are over 100,000 types of mold and only a few cause allergic reactions, and being allergic to one type of mold doesn't mean you'll be allergic to the other. So just be aware, if you see it in small amounts, you can clean it yourself. There is advice, actually good advice, from the New York Department of Health on how to do exactly that if it's less than 10 square feet. If it's a bigger mold problem, you're going to need a professional to assist.
All right, Nicole, good luck to that.
Well, if you're getting ready to rent an apartment, there are many things to consider outside of those four walls. Leslie tells you what you need to know to make the best choice in where you live in this edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, moving to a new apartment is a pretty exciting step.
Yeah, I mean, it is a big one, especially if it's the very first time you're living on your own or you're moving into your own space. You know, choosing the best rental probably is the key of starting off successfully. But you want to make sure that you manage all of the expectations. Is the neighborhood great? Is the commute going to be easy? Is your favorite grocery store a good place to shop nearby? You want to think about all of those things, especially the commute. Now, it could be the perfect apartment, but if it's a half an hour or more commute from your job or school, is that okay? Do you feel like that's going to get old really quick? You know, set those realistic expectations and see how you can manage that. You know, the distance doesn't have to be the only deciding factor in choosing the apartment, but it does make a difference. Now, not only does the commute mean time spent on the road every day, it means money spent in gas. Maybe there's a commuter tax, depending on the time you come in and out of the city. This is a sore spot for us New Yorkers right now. But these are all things to think of, you guys. So you have to think about that. Are there traffic patterns that are going to affect where you park in your neighborhood or the busyness of the neighborhood? If you are using a car, is there a place to park? Do you have a driveway? Great. If not, what's the street parking like? If you don't have a car, do you have easy access to public transportation? How long is it going to take you to get to work? You know, all of those things. Also think about, just because I commute at weird hours to Good Morning America, there's not always a train or subway at the times that I need. So think about that as well. Can you take a train? Is there one available? And don't forget about all the little amenities that that neighborhood will have to offer. Are there good restaurants? Does it seem like it has a good vibe? Is it walkable? Is it shoppable? All of those things. I mean, these are, I know it seems very like minute details, but they're going to make your living experience so much better. We've got some tips you can check out. 8 things you need to know before getting your first apartment. It's right there on moneypit.com. And congrats, you guys, who are making this big move. Enjoy and good luck.
Good advice. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, coming up next time on the program, we're going to talk about windows that are old and drafty. You think I'm talking about you? Well, pay attention, because it may be time to consider replacement windows. But if you are in that position where you're trying to decide if that's a project you want to take on, how do you know if it's really going to work out? We're going to share 7 key tips to help you make that very important decision on the next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump highlighting the swift pace of his action upon his return to the Oval Office.
Since I became the 47th president at noon on Monday, I've been moving with urgency and historic speed to fix every single calamity of the Biden administration that they've created. And this week alone, I took nearly 350 executive actions.
Speaker Mike Johnson and other House Republican leaders say they're very pleased with actions taken by the president during the days of his second term. And Colorado Republican Jeff Hurd says bureaucrats in Washington have weakened policies governing national forests.
They've effectively turned our national forests into national parks. This mismanagement has fueled catastrophic wildfires and set the stage for disasters just like what we've seen in California.
Also at townhall.com, four Israeli troops who were taken into the attack that sparked the war in Gaza have returned to Israel after Hamas militants paraded them before a crowd of thousands and handed them over to the Red Cross, Israel later releasing 200 Palestinian prisoners. Correspondent Sam Minnick reports from the scene in Tel Aviv.
People just witnessed the release of four female soldiers released from Gaza and go into Israel. People were watching on this big screen in the square, hundreds of people, and you could see the anticipation in the air as it was all happening. And as soon as you saw the hostages, people started screaming and shouting and hugging each other.
Both the U.S. and Canadian Coast Guards are continuing efforts to break up ice and free a freighter that's been trapped in Lake Erie for days. The Manitouan, a 663-foot Canadian vessel with 17 people on board, got stuck in the ice on Wednesday. Officials say fighting with M23 rebels in eastern Congo has left six United Nations peacekeepers dead. You'll find more at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
You hear the term living better. What do you think about? More money, a bigger house, maybe a yacht? What about how you feel physically? How do you wake up each day? How do you sleep during the night? What activities you can and cannot do? When you feel good, life is good. So if pain is affecting your life, see how Relief Factor can help. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally, developed by doctors. It doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or even eliminate pain. How do I know? Absolutely, am a customer. I take Relief Factor daily. No lower back pain for me anymore. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Give their 3-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Just one phone call. 800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF. Relief Factor. Relief wherever you're hurting. In 3 weeks or even days, Relief Factor can give you a chance to rediscover the true meaning of living better again. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF for the one and only Relief Factor.
A federal judge has barred Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes from entering Washington without the court's approval after President Trump commuted Rhodes' 18-year prison sentence in the January 6, 2021 incident at the U.S. Capitol. Reporter Bernie Bennett has more details.
U.S. District Judge Ahmed Mehta, who oversaw the seditious conspiracy trial of Rhodes and other Oath Keepers, issued the order 2 days after Rhodes visited Capitol Hill, where he met with at least one lawmaker, chatted with others, and defended his actions the day of the attack. Mehta's order applies to seven other defendants who were charged in one of the most serious conspiracy cases brought by the Justice Department over the attack. The order also prohibits them from entering the Capitol building or surrounding grounds without the court's permission. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Tunisian authorities say a man set himself on fire in front of the capital's Grand Synagogue and was killed by police. A police officer and a passerby suffered burns. The man started the fire around the time the synagogue holds Sabbath prayers. More at townhall.com. A man who was pushed in front of a subway train says he'll ride it again. Keith Peters has the story.
A man who survived being shoved onto subway tracks ahead of an oncoming train in New York City says that in spite of the trauma, he eventually plans to make his way back to the train. Joseph Linsky said in an interview with the New York Times that New York is his home and he won't be intimidated. The 45-year-old was standing on the platform in the West 18th Street station after lunch on New Year's Eve when a hard shove from behind sent him flying off the platform and under the train. A 23-year-old man has pleaded not guilty to attempted murder and assault charges. Keith Peters reporting.
People are listing phones preloaded with TikTok for tens of thousands of dollars on eBay, Facebook, Marketplace, and other online storefronts, but it's not clear if there are many buyers at those prices. TikTok was briefly available in this country over the weekend. You'll find breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
The franchising model. That's great, Ben. And who would be an ideal candidate for owning a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise?
I think the ideal candidate has some experience working with seniors, especially with any of the services that seniors utilize when selling a house and moving to senior living, that also has an interest in and recognizes a very important service of providing a fast, easy, convenient way to sell a house in its as-is condition when making that transition.
I know you do a great job, Ben, serving seniors and their families, and I'm so excited about your franchise opportunities all across America. For more information, call toll-free 855-291-5005 or visit homedownsizing.com.
Every child deserves the best teachers, facilities, and academic programs to set them up for success both now and in the future. At Milton Hershey School in Hershey, Pennsylvania, we make that a reality for children from qualifying families who are looking for greater opportunities. Milton Hershey School enrolls students from pre-K through 12th grade from across the United States to live and learn on a beautiful state-of-the-art campus with all costs covered. Students who are accepted to Milton Hershey School have access to a top-tier education, along with health care, meals, housing, and fully funded career pathways to pursue whatever they're passionate about, from performing arts to internships to coding. Students can even accrue up to $95,000 to continue their education after high school, thanks to the generosity of chocolatier Milton Hershey and his wife, Catherine. Are you looking to set your child up for success or know a child who could benefit from Milton Hershey School? Learn more at mhskids.org/admissions.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I wasn't prepared, but I knew I had to be strong.
When I was told about John's injury, I was in complete shock. I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For thousands of severely injured veterans, everyday life is filled with barriers.
It was really the little things throughout the house. Counters that you can't roll up to.
I had to drag my wheelchair down steps.
I want to help, but he is so determined.
At Homes for Our Troops, we build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access, rolling showers, and automatic door openers that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
This house has given me my family back.
To learn more, visit HFOTUSA.org.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
LEAD, Law Enforcement Against Drugs and Violence, is the most rapidly growing drug and violence prevention charity in the United States. By using an evidence-based, tested, and proven effective curricula taught by law enforcement and educators, LEAD's school-based anti-drug and anti-violence program empowers children to make the right decisions about drugs, violence, alcohol, and bullying. Learn more about LEAD at leadrugs.org or follow us at We Are LEAD, sponsored by LEAD Incorporated.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
If you've got little kids, you know how challenging bedtime can be, which is why we'd like to introduce you to the V-Hush Soothing Sleep Trainer. Lifestyle and tech expert Meredith St. Clair has more.
It's this little device. It's got a colorful touch nightlight, so kids can make it all different colors. It's got a glow on the ceiling projector, a Bluetooth speaker. It's got 200 programmed stories for them to listen to. And then you can also record your own songs or stories using this subscription-free app. So again, I also love this too for people who don't necessarily have their family close by. So grandparents, aunts, uncles, they could record songs and say, like, sing along with me. We're going to sing this song together as you go to sleep, which I think is really sweet.
Check out the V-Hush Soothing Sleep Trainer on Amazon.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Did you know VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served?
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we do mean floorboards to shingles and everything in between. If you've got a question about a project you'd like to get done around your house, a home repair, a home improvement, a renovation, a decor project, can't decide what color paint is going to work best, all of those are great reasons to reach out to us because that's what we do. We've been doing this a long time. We love talking with you every single show about the projects you're doing in your house. So your job is to help yourself first by calling us with those questions. You can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or you can post your questions to moneypit.com/ask. And if you go there, just click the blue microphone button. You'll have the opportunity to record your question, and you'll move right to the top of the line for our answer. So let's get started. The number here again is 1-888-MONEYPIT. Roof leaks can send most homeowners into a serious panic. We're going to talk about that today. But if you take a few easy first steps, that can help you avoid serious damage that both the roof and plumbing leaks can cause. We'll tell you what you need to know.
And do you ever feel like clutter is taking over your home? Well, we are going to share some home organization ideas that stick just ahead.
And ceramic tiles are durable and easy to care for. But what happens if one breaks and you just can't find a replacement? We'll share some fast fix-ups for tile projects.
And whatever else you're trying to work on in your house, whatever project you guys have going on, whether it's a design project, whether it's an exterior project, where you're thinking about selling your home, whatever you've got going on at your Money Pit, this team Money Pit can help you get those projects done. So give us a call.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974.
Heading out to Michigan, where we've got Ed on the line, who's dealing with a driveway that's cracking up a little bit. What's happening?
The concrete driveway has a slight slope to it, and at the expansion joint where two sections meet, it's beginning to separate a little bit. I was wondering if there's something that I could do, perhaps. I didn't know whether some foam would fit in there and put caulking over it. Or do you have some other suggestion?
Sure, Ed. So the space that is, you say it's cracking, it's really just separating. It's an expansion joint. Does that have like a piece of tar backer in it right now? Usually it's like a tar piece that's about a half inch wide and 4 or 5 inches tall. Is it got anything like that in there now?
No, it's basically a seam, so to speak, that they put in there, you know, to avoid cracking someplace
else. But there's no other material in there, so it's just two slabs separating. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So very simple solution here, and that is what you're going to do is you're going to first clean that out. There's going to be dirt and grime, sometimes moss in there. Go ahead and clean that space out. Then you're going to insert what's called a backer rod. It's like a foam tube, and they come in different diameters. You want to buy one that's bigger than the gap so it has some side pressure to hold it in place. And you insert that into that space there, and you want to insert it down so it's about 3/4 inch or 1 inch below the surface. Then on top of that, you are going to apply a flowable urethane caulk or sealant, and that's going to flow across that backer rod and then sort of lock to both sides of the concrete. And this way, when you're done and it's nice and dry, that concrete driveway will expand and contract along that expansion joint and not pull apart anymore. Now, the reason you're putting the backer rod in there, because if you don't, you're going to waste a heck of a lot of sealant. It'll just going to fall into the bottom of the hole. So you put the backer rod in first, and then you're only filling the area above it. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Very good. I certainly appreciate it.
Well, it's time to talk remodeling with Mary. We're heading up to Utica, New York to do that. Mary, tell us what you're working on.
I have a seasonal home, and it was from the 1960s, the early, all paneling and everything. My son took all of that down, right down to the studs and the ceiling and everything, and he would like to do away and part of it with the ceiling joist and go up to the rafters so that to make it look more like it has an open space all there. And I'm worried about the structural integrity of the place.
Yeah, you definitely should be worried about that because you can't just take away the ceiling joists. They're keeping the walls from spreading outward. You need an architect to look at that and to tell you exactly how to accomplish this because you're going to have to make some structural adjustments to make that happen. You can't just take away all those ceiling joists because the outside walls will bow.
Even if you put a collar up there?
Well, I mean, you are going to put some sort of a collar tie across, but where you put that, how you attach it, what the width of that is, what the size of that is, those are all structural questions that have calculable answers if you have an engineer or an architect spec it out for you. But to just guess at it is really risky.
Oh, okay.
It's also going to be harder to insulate, by the way, that area because your ceiling joists are probably not that deep, so it's very hard to insulate a cathedral ceiling, unless you use spray foam insulation. And if you do that,
I'm going to use spray foam on it.
Yeah, if you use spray foam, and you're going to have a contractor do that, obviously. If you use spray foam, then you don't have to worry about the ventilation part of it, and it'll be a much more efficient way to go.
Yeah, I just thought maybe there was a rule of thumb of how far down you should put the collars. but apparently not.
Yeah, that's going to depend on a lot of factors. So that's why you're going to have an expert look at it, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
Good luck with that project.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks so much for joining us in this new year with your Team Money Pit. Whatever you've got going on at your home, let us help you get that project checked off and start the next one. Coming up, don't let water leaks from your roof or plumbing problems send you into a full-blown panic, although they surely can. You need to stay calm. We're going to tell you the first aid steps that you can take to avoid serious damage when the Money Pit returns.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com.
Next time you need to re-roof, be a good steward of your home and the planet by choosing a more sustainable roof. Quality metal roofs are exceptionally durable and can last 50-plus years and are 100% recyclable at the end of their life. They're also extremely energy efficient and can be easily cleaned using gentle soap and plain water. Make the smart, sustainable choice and check out the Metal Roofing Alliance's free buyer's guide at metalroofing.com. We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Hey, guys, did you know that a burglar enters a home every 30 seconds? That's two robberies every minute and over 3,000 every day. That's why it's more important than ever to protect yourself with a Vivint home security system. Vivint delivers reliable home security at a price you can afford. It's an award-winning system that's smarter, simpler, and starting at just $1 a day. And right now, Money Pit listeners can take advantage of this incredible offer of just $1 a day and get free professional installation. Vivint makes it easy to protect your home and loved ones with smart security features that help you stay connected wherever you are. So don't wait. Call now for your free home security consultation. The number is 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Packages start at just $29.99 a month with a signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Call Vivint today at 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What do you guys have planned for this new year for your home? We want to make it shine like that beautiful crystal New Year's Eve ball down in Times Square. So whatever you've got going on, let us help you. Whether it's seasonal prep or long-term projects, the Money Pit podcast gives you the tools to stay ahead of the game. You can subscribe for free at moneypit.com/podcast. Heading out to Pennsylvania, where we've got Andy on the line. What is going on at your Money Pit?
Well, right now, our house is really old, and the furnace just can't handle. I think we have some insulation. I think it's that really old type that's like newspapers and wood shit.
Okay.
Things are a bit creaky around here.
So, Andy, can you get up in your attic? Is the attic accessible?
It is, but it burnt out. It's all charred out, burned down like 100 years ago.
I'll presume it's still structurally sound. We wouldn't be having this conversation. But here's the best way to restore some level of comfort to your house is by adding insulation. And in your case, that insulation in an older home, it's typically settled and sagged inside the ceiling joists, which is what you see when you go up in an attic and look down. So what I would do is, if it looks like you don't have much insulation, I would replace what's there, and I may even put in two layers. I'd put one running parallel to the ceiling beams and the other one perpendicular. So you kind of crisscross them like a pie crust. And in doing so, you're going to find a big difference, because the ceiling is where most of the heat loss happens. And if you can only insulate one area of the house, you know, people ask me about insulating the floors and the walls and so on and so forth. The attic is always the number one place that really delivers the quickest return on your investment and really actually generates some warmth. Now, the project has actually gotten easier. Owens Corning has a new type of fiberglass insulation out now that is really easy to handle, and it doesn't like separate and get like friable and released to the air like the old stuff did. It's called Next Gen Insulation by Owens Corning. So take a look at that. It's not expensive. It's affordable, and I think it'll make a huge difference in your house. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Heading to Arkansas, we've got Nancy on the line who's working on a project. Let's just say there was some flooring maybe done by her husband that needs some help now. What's going on?
I have a question about a gap between our new wood floor that my husband put down and the front door threshold. There's a gap that needs to be filled.
Hey, well, he did the hard part, Nancy, right? I mean, he finished the whole floor except for this little spot near the front door threshold. So a couple of ways you can deal with that. Now, it depends on how big a gap this is. And if it's a fairly thin gap in that you can't really get another piece of flooring in there, like let's say it's maybe less than a quarter of an inch, in that case, you're going to want to use a piece of molding on top of it to basically go between the front door threshold and the new section of the floor. However, preferably, if it's a little bit wider than that, I would cut a piece of flooring to fit that exact distance. Whatever the width is, I would cut a piece of flooring and drop it right in there. Even if it was only an inch wide, I would cut that flooring. I would pre-finish the floor, by the way. If the rest of it's already done, it'll make it a lot easier. And then tap it in. And in fact, I would probably make it a little snugger than maybe you think it needs to be, so it kind of holds itself in place. All you're going to need to attach this is maybe two or three pretty sturdy finish nails, and you would pilot out the holes before you drive the nails in. So, like, if it was a number 8 or number 10 nail, you'd probably use, like, around maybe 3/32 bit first, and this way it won't split that thin piece of wood. You tack it in place. I'd probably put a little glue under it, and then you should be good to go. And after that, the only one that will ever notice that gap and the story behind it will be you. Everybody else just going to step on it and walk right over it. It'll look great.
It's true.
Sometimes we hyper-focus on the one thing we know that's wrong with the room, right? I mean, you and I do it because it's like a habit.
Yeah, well, because you see it, so you know. Well, if you've ever had a roof leak, you know how stressful that can be. Now, the key is to act quickly. You want to minimize the damage and figure out where that leak is coming from.
Now, the first thing you should do is grab a bucket or a container to catch that dripping water. That's going to protect your floors and everything that's underneath from further damage. And if the water is coming from your ceiling, here is a really important trick. Take a screwdriver and make a small hole or a couple of small holes in the drywall where the water is pooling.
But wait, you want to make a hole in the ceiling on purpose? That seems counterintuitive.
Yeah, it is counterintuitive. But what it does is it actually prevents the ceiling from becoming damaged by the water, and then it'll swell, it'll sag, it can collapse. Now, let me give you a good example. We had an incredibly bad storm several months ago, 6-8 months ago, and there's a section of roof in a house that I maintain that's flat. The water was so bad, it actually had come up over the windowsills, which was crazy. I've never seen it happen before. And it leaked through the windowsill straight down into a family room below. I put holes in the ceiling. I took out at least 5 gallons of water from that leak. So imagine that. 5 gallons of water poured through that ceiling. And you know what? That ceiling was in perfectly flat condition when the rain stopped and when I got it fixed up. All I had to do was a little bit of spackle, some prime, and I was good to go. So can you imagine any other circumstance when you could have a leak with 5 gallons of water that the ceiling doesn't become totally nasty as a result? But it didn't happen that time.
If it would have stayed even on the ceiling, like you could have had all that drywall fall off, it could have been way, way, way worse.
Right. I just gave it a place to go.
Yeah. I mean, that really is a smart move. But finding the source of that leak, I mean, definitely that can be the tricky part of this. So you kind of have to think about, like, where are these leaks most common? Think about your plumbing vents, chimney, where roof meets section of wall, that kind of thing. Those are the places that you want to inspect first.
Yeah, definitely the most common places. Now, if you can't pinpoint it, here's another helpful tip. You can grab a garden hose and a friend, and one of you heads to the roof and the other one stays in the attic. You start by running a small amount of water over the roof, beginning below the suspected area, and then work your way up a few feet at a time until you see where the water is coming through. Because sometimes water will come through in one spot of the roof, but then it'll like run down a rafter or part of a truss and then drip to the ceiling in another part, and they don't align, so it can be a little bit confusing. But if you follow that procedure, you'll get a pretty...
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Ed Robertson inviting you to join us for the next edition of TV Confidential Saturday morning at 11 on KCNR. We'll play part two of our conversation with Pat Boone, plus we'll welcome Emmy Award-winning actress Louise Schaefer. Louise Schaefer, one of the stars of Ryan's Hope. That's TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, KCNR.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best price. prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Get rid of some of the moss that likes to grow on it. But other than that, it looks perfect. It has shown no wear whatsoever. It's just amazing stuff.
No, and it looks like the real deal. Like it looks like real shingles. So
yeah.
There's no, you know, there's no downside.
Yeah, so you're not picking up any benefit by replacing cedar siding with pine siding. But if you want to pick up a benefit, I would switch out, maybe go with a hardy. Or if you really like the wood, then just go with the cedar again. But this time, use a solid color stain on it. That's going to give it more protection. You'll have to do that probably about every 5 years to keep it from cracking and checking and wearing out again.
This is the Money Pit. Just ahead, from smart storage hacks to decluttering tricks, we are sharing expert tips to help you create the organized home you've always wanted. All of this is next on the Money Pit.
Title IX was a game changer for girls and women in the United States. This law opened up opportunities for us to compete in sports, earn scholarships, and excel in academics. It has been the key to unlocking a lifetime of experiences and achievements. My generation will be robbed of this right. On August 1st, President Biden's changes to Title IX will go into effect, and it will be death by a thousand cuts. Adding gender identity to the law's protections will give boys and men the right to compete in our sports, access our locker rooms, and steal our scholarships. This is unfair. We are being erased. Our safety, dignity, and opportunities will disappear, and in a few years, we'll wonder how this happened. Here and now, we must stand up for the truth and for our existence. My future depends on it. Visit RileyGainsCenter.org to learn more. On August 1st, President Biden's changes to Title IX will go into effect. Visit RileyGainsCenter.org to learn more. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
If you're in business, then you know what it feels like to be confused about what's currently working to grow your business and also what's actually wasting your time. Join us on the Success Explained podcast, where we break down exactly what it takes to grow any business in any economy. My name is Chris Guerrero, and I've spent over 30 years building, selling, and investing in companies. And I know the few key actions that consistently grow companies and create personal wealth. And you can plug into all these tips for free on the Success Explained podcast. Just go to successexplained.com and you'll get access to the same tips that have grown over a dozen companies in my personal portfolio. And you'll hear from other business titans as we uncover topics rarely discussed outside closed boardroom doors. It's all free right now at successexplained.com.
Not only does Trump need an eraser, he needs a lot of them. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. From banning gas water heaters and banning areas for drilling oil, Biden's claims for a smooth transition were nonsensical. Trump needs to start from scratch. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
So glad to have you with us today here on the Money Pit. If you've got a project in mind you'd like to get done, have you de-decorated for the holidays? Did you get everything put away and stored for the year ahead? Then we get to drag it out next year and do this all over again. I know that we're getting all that wrapped up one step at a time here at our Money Pit. Hey, but you've got questions about projects you want to tackle now or in the future, it's a great time to reach out to us. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974.
Heading to Florida, where Carolyn's on the line, has some rusty doors that need painting. How can we help you?
I'm needing to repaint or fix my garage doors. They're metal, and I don't know what I have to do. They do have some rust on them, and so I guess I'm going to have to sand them down and treat them, but I just don't really know what to use on them.
So that's a pretty straightforward project. So the first thing you need to do is you need to sand off those rust spots, because you don't want to paint over the rust. So you want to sand them off. You use a very fine grit sandpaper for that. Probably something that's around 200, 300 grit, like an emery paper, will work well for that. And then next, you do need to prime them. I would recommend Rust-Oleum, and you can buy that, buy the quart, buy the gallon. You don't want to prime that whole door. And by the way, aside from sanding that rust spots, you want to lightly sand the whole door to make sure it's clean, because, again, you don't want to have anything in between that and the primer. Then you can use a Rust-Oleum primer on the entire door. And then on top of that, you're going to use, I would just stay with the Rust-Oleum line and use a top coat of color from there. It's a little tricky when you're dealing with garage doors. You have to sort of have them propped open a little bit, because otherwise the door, when it closes, it rubs against the weather stripping, and of course that mars up the paint finish. So you're going to have to sort of pick a day when it's warm enough where you can have that garage door open and let it dry. And just don't put it down all the way. If you leave it sort of suspended in the air about maybe halfway down, you'll probably be okay. I would work one side at a time. It's going to be a bit of a time-consuming project, but it's pretty straightforward and it's not that difficult.
So are you feeling like clutter is taking over your home? I feel like this happens especially after the holidays. You know, you end up with so much more stuff. Where does it go? I know I'm feeling like that, and I know I'm not alone. That clutter builds up quickly, but with a few simple strategies, you can reclaim your space and you can stay organized.
Yeah, so home organization, if you think about it, it's not just about having a neat home. It can actually save you time and reduce stress. I know I feel so much better when the house is organized and cleaned up. So let's start with the most important step. Declutter by category, not by location. So think about it. Instead of tackling one room at a time, focus on specific items like clothing or books or paperwork or knickknacks. It's easier to make decisions when you see everything in one place.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I just did a major decluttering of those sort of, they're not even catch-all drawers in the kitchen. One's the utensil drawer and one's like the cooking utensils drawer. But I only have like three drawers in the kitchen, so these guys fill up quick. I just dumped everything out and sorted it. And a good sort of method, and it didn't necessarily work with the kitchen drawers, but think about in the other areas that you're working in the house. You want to kind of separate things into a keep, donate, toss system. Like, you know, you're going to make piles of things. Think about it. Like, did I use it in the last year? Does it serve a purpose? Maybe not. Think about how you use this item, and then think about if it's time to let that item go. You will definitely feel lighter immediately. Once you've decluttered, though, now you've got to organize. And a great tip is to store the items where you use them. For example, keep your coffee supplies near the coffee maker. Store the cleaning supplies in the rooms where you actually use them. It's going to make it so much more efficient and so much more easy to find.
Yep, and here's another trick. Use clear bins or labeled baskets. They're perfect for grouping similar items, and the labels make it really easy to find what you need, and even easier, most importantly, to put things back where they belong. And also, don't forget about the vertical space. I mean, installing shelves or hanging storage to take advantage of unused walls areas makes a great way to keep items up off the floor and maximize your storage.
And here's my favorite. Adopt the one-in, one-out rule. So if you go out and you get something new and bring it into your house, whether it's clothing, a kitchen gadget, anything, get rid of an old item. It's really a simple way to keep that clutter from creeping back in. It also kind of keeps your spending down because you're like, well, I don't really have anything I want to get rid of, so don't get the new thing.
Totally agree. And these tips don't just clear the clutter. They help create a home that works for you and not against you. So start small, keep it manageable, tackle one category at a time, stick with systems that make sense for your lifestyle.
If you want some more organization tips and decluttering advice, head on over to moneypit.com and we're going to give you your dream. We're going to help you find it to be reality of having this organized home. It's the new year. I know I'm going to say it again and again, but let's get your home in tip-top shape, you guys, and start by being organized. Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Coming up, if you've got a busted tile that needs to be replaced, the problem is usually not having those extra matching tiles handy. We're going to share some tricks to help them magically reappear when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Transforming your kitchen or bath just got easier with the new Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit from Deich Coatings. Luxrock Ultra is real stone. It rolls on easily over old countertops, transforming them into a new, smooth-as-glass stone surface that looks and performs just like real granite. Beautiful and durable, quick and easy. Kits start at just $149. Luxrock Ultra from Deich Coatings. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount. Well, if you're looking to re-roof this year, a quality metal roof offers some of the best protection against extreme conditions. Metal roofs can withstand hurricane-force winds and protect against hail, rain, snow, and ice. In the summertime, they save energy, keep you cooler, and help safeguard against wildfire. So if you're looking for maximum performance for your home wherever you live, check out the durability, beauty, and long-lasting worry-free protection of a new metal roof. Visit metalroofing.com for more information.
Hey, guys, did you know that a burglar enters a home every 30 seconds? That's two robberies every minute and over 3,000 every day. That's why it's more important than ever to protect yourself with a Vivint home security system. Vivint delivers reliable home security at a price you can afford. It's an award-winning system that's smarter, simpler, and starting at just a dollar a day. And right now, MoneyPit listeners can take advantage of this incredible offer of just a dollar a day and get free professional installation. Vivint makes it easy to protect your home and loved ones with smart security features that help you stay connected wherever you are. So don't wait. Call now for your free home security consultation. The number is 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Packages start at just $29.99 a month with a signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Call Vivint today at 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of the revolutionary Lux Rock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit. Transform your existing surfaces with real stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? Are you ready to get your home in shape this year? Is this the year that you tackle those overdue repairs? You freshen up the decor? Maybe you're planning that big renovation finally in the coming months? Well, whatever it is, the Money Pit Podcast is here to help. Subscribe for free at moneypit.com/podcast. Heading out to Fayetteville, Pennsylvania, where Deb's on the line. So, I've heard about ring around the collar, I've heard about ring around the tub, but you've got a ring around the sink? What's going on?
My problem is that I have a bathroom counter combination sink. It's beautiful, it's creamy yellow, I love it, nothing's wrong with it, except right around the drain is this ugly black that won't come off, and my husband says we might have to just replace the whole thing. I said that's ridiculous, everything's perfect except that spot. There's got to be something to use. He mentioned something like a lime away. We haven't tried anything yet. But it's, like I said, just a ring around the drain part. Everything else in the sink is perfect.
Valentine's Day isn't just for sweethearts anymore. So if you're looking for a unique gift idea, stop by Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. They have a wide selection of great gift ideas, including antique and costume jewelry, vintage rings, necklaces, bracelets, brooches, and even cufflinks. They also offer antique toys and vintage dolls, antique rugs and blankets, curtains, tablecloths, embroidered linens, furniture and china, silverware and clocks, books, and a whole lot of movies, along with collectibles, including sports memorabilia and a wide assortment of glass and artwork, kitchenware, and vintage clothing. Memory Lane is open Monday, 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday, noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Shasta Gateway Center.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. It's a new year, and we are very excited about the new leadership for our nation. Jones's Fort is offering Hornady 5.56 NATO 75 grain tap precision ammunition on sale now for just $199 a case. That's right, $199 a case. This ammo delivers phenomenal performance for your AR-15 style rifle. Jones's Fort, serving all your firearm needs since 1962. And yes, Jones's Fort will pay for your ammo background check.
Hi, this is Linda
5. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
It will cost considerably more to have that glaze custom made. You just want to make sure that any replacement tiles do meet the standards for ceramic floor tiles.
All right. What if you heard all those ideas and you go, nope, not going to work? Okay. So despite your best efforts, you can't find a replacement. Well, you could forget about trying to match the tile altogether if you take this approach, and that is to fill it with an accent tile of a different color or texture. Now, in that case, you might want to randomly space out a handful of tiles around the floor or the wall to make that fix blend in with the rest of the field. I've used this approach with a lot of materials and projects over the years. It's really interesting because somebody invariably in my life will say, wow, that looks great. And they have no idea that it was a fix, you know, for something that got screwed up or I couldn't fix any other way, but they see it as a positive improvement. So complimentary accent tiles are a good option.
All right. Good tips. Now we've got David from Ohio on the line who needs some help making paint stick. I know it's a tricky subject here, but sometimes it really just doesn't want to. What's going on?
I have questions about redwood siding. I have an older home built in the 50s. Paint has a hard time staying on the place. I've removed most of the paint, and I'm coating it with a Kiehl's exterior oil base primer. I was hoping to find what a good top coat paint would be for that.
Well, you know what? It sounds like you're doing the right thing by priming that siding. Now, if it hadn't been painted, we would have told you to use solid color stain and not paint. Because solid color stain, as it wears, as it ages, it sort of fades out. Paint, as you've experienced, as it wears, can tend to peel off. But the fact that you've prepped it and now have used a solvent-based Kiehl's primer on the whole thing, I think that was a really smart thing to do because that is what gives you that it sort of locking sort of adhesion quality. Now, on top of that, in terms of paint quality, I would recommend a good quality paint, and by that I mean probably Sherwin-Williams or maybe Benjamin Moore, two very good brands. Within those brands, you're going to have choices as well. I always find I usually go to the local Sherwin store near me because the guys in there always know a lot about the different variations of paint product that the company makes and can give me a really good recommendation. So I think as long as you stick with those name brands, you're going to be fine. I wouldn't wait too terribly long between the primer and the paint, though, because you don't want that. The primer is not designed to stand up to weather, and you want to get it on as soon as weather will permit.
This is the Money Pit. Coming up, getting your first apartment is a big deal on the road to adulthood. We're going to share some top tips to keep in mind when you make that big move next on the Money Pit.
You live in a Money Pit.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The inauguration and beyond, the future of Trump's cabinet picks, and is the Israeli-Hamas deal dead before it even gets started? All that and more on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The fighting spirit of the Marine Corps is born of battles won. Battles won within, over enemies of fear, enemies of doubt. It's who we are. It's what we do. It's a promise made to you for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-9-
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Join Arch Collaborative for the 38th annual One Safe Place Crab Feed on Saturday, February 1st at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Bring your appetite and your friends for an unforgettable evening featuring all-you-can-eat crabs, music, and a whole lot more. All proceeds benefit One Safe Place, providing opportunities for healing and empowerment for those impacted by domestic violence. This crab feed sells out every year, so get your tickets now at ospshasta.org. We'll see you there.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Everywhere.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us right now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Nicole wrote in asking, I'm buying a house and I'm concerned about toxic black mold. She wants to know what is it and what does she do about it?
Yeah, that's in the news a lot. It sounds so nasty. Toxic black mold. Well, it's technically known as Stachybotrys chartorum, and that's probably going to be the answer to a Jeopardy question, so make sure you write that down. It's a kind of microfungus that can produce what are called mycotoxins, and they can impact human health, especially in those who have mold allergies. And some molds thrive in high humidity. Stachybotrys really requires a consistently wet condition, like a steady leak, to grow. Now, those mold allergies are going to happen when your immune system overreacts to those mold spores that get in the air. And if you inhale these spores, your body can produce antibodies to fight them, which can then cause an allergic reaction in severe cases. Now, mold allergies can trigger asthma-like conditions, but focusing on overall mold prevention is really the key to this. Keep in mind that there are over 100,000 types of mold, and only a few cause allergic reactions. And being allergic to one type of mold doesn't mean you'll be allergic to the other. So just be aware, if you see it in small amounts, you can clean it yourself. There is advice, actually good advice, from the New York Department of Health on how to do exactly that if it's less than 10 square feet. If it's a bigger mold problem, you're going to need a professional to assist.
All right, Nicole, good luck to that.
Well, if you're getting ready to rent an apartment, there are many things to consider outside of those four walls. Leslie tells you what you need to know to make the best choice in where you live in this edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, moving to a new apartment is a pretty exciting step.
Yeah, I mean, it is a big one, especially if it's the very first time you're living on your own or you're moving into your own space. You know, choosing the best rental probably is the key of starting off successfully. But you want to make sure that you manage all of the expectations. Is the neighborhood great? Is the commute going to be easy? Is your favorite grocery store a good place to shop nearby? You want to think about all of those things, especially the commute. Now, it could be the perfect apartment, but if it's a half an hour or more commute from your job or school, Is that okay? Do you feel like that's going to get old really quick? You know, set those realistic expectations and see how you can manage that. You know, the distance doesn't have to be the only deciding factor in choosing the apartment, but it does make a difference. Now, not only does the commute mean time spent on the road every day, it means money spent in gas. Maybe there's a commuter tax, depending on the time you come in and out of the city. This is a sore spot for us New Yorkers right now. But these are all things to think of, you guys. So you have to think about that. Are there traffic patterns that are going to affect where you park in your neighborhood or the busyness of the neighborhood? If you are using a car, is there a place to park? Do you have a driveway? Great. If not, what's the street parking like? If you don't have a car, do you have easy access to public transportation? How long is it going to take you to get to work? You know, all of those things. Also think about, just because I commute at weird hours to Good Morning America, there's not always a train or subway at the times that I need. So think about that as well. Can you take a train? Is there one available? And don't forget about all the little amenities that that neighborhood will have to offer. Are there good restaurants? Does it seem like it has a good vibe? Is it walkable? Is it shoppable? All of those things. I mean, these are, I know it seems very like minute details, but they're going to make your living experience so much better. We've got some tips you can check out. 8 things you need to know before getting your first apartment. It's right there on moneypit.com. And congrats, you guys, who are making this big move. Enjoy and good luck.
Good advice. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, coming up next time on the program, we're going to talk about windows that are old and drafty. You think I'm talking about you? Well, pay attention, because it may be time to consider replacement windows. But if you are in that position where you're trying to decide if that's a project you want to take on, how do you know if it's really going to work out? We're going to share 7 key tips to help you make that very important decision on the next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, realworldleaders.org.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebate.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460.
From high atop Fox News headquarters in New York City, always seeking solutions, never sowing division. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for being here, everybody, and being with us all week long. We are in D.C. in the beginning. We close out in New York, and the big focus is what's going on in the Power Center with the President of the United States, who's going to be in 2 places today. North Carolina to see up close and personal the recovery that is way too slow from Helene, and let him know I have not forgotten. Remember, he was first there with Franklin Graham after the disaster hit Florida and North Carolina. And then he's going to go out to California, where he had no intention of meeting with Governor Newsom. But Newsom says, I'm going to meet you on the tarmac. How awkward. This hour, I'm going to be joined by Mike Summers, the 15th chief executive of API, the American Petroleum Institute. The president said the new green is a scam. The new green deal is a scam. And he's going to drill, baby, drill. That affects his business. We'll talk to Mike about that. And Congressman Austin Pfluger, kind enough to invite me and Lawrence to the Texas Ball. We'll give you a review on that, which was fantastic. He's also a U.S. Air Force colonel. And we want to get his perspective on Pete Hegseth's about to be, I think, confirmed today. Let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
I think Russia should want to make a deal. Maybe they want to make a deal. I think, from what I hear, Putin would like to see me, and we'll meet as soon as we can. I'd meet immediately. Every day we don't meet, soldiers are being killed in a battlefield.
And so are innocent people. Donald Trump from the Oval Office yesterday about meeting with Vladimir Putin. Get to the table or else. Trump's message to Russia is clear. You are killing yourself in the war, and they never should have started it to begin with. And then plan on the bombs that would bring Russia to its knees and would be a boon for America and Ukraine. It's in the Washington Post. We'll go over it.
Number two.
I'm not going back to Haiti. Trump, you feel me? No fighting forever, bro. Thank Obama for everything that he did for me, bro.
That's a Haitian migrant. No, that's not scripted. That is a criminal arrested and grabbed and ripped out by ICE in Boston, as criminals in every major city are being scooped up and shipped out as Donald Trump's first round of the immigration battle in the courts does not go his way, but was not unexpected.
Number one.
My message to every business in the world is very simple. Come make your product in America, and we will give you among the lowest taxes of any nation on earth.
And that is the president's pro-American attitude to a global audience, saying it to their faces. President tells the world's elite, America is first in every way. Come on board or be run over. Why I think that there is zero fallout from that take it or leave it attitude. And here's why. The president of the United States says, look, when it comes to our alliances, you got to pull your part. When it comes to global trade, we're going to balance it out. And I'm going to be aggressive about it. Congressman Austin Pfluger joins us now from Texas. Congressman, great to see you again. Thanks so much for the invite the other night. Great scene. You have such loyal constituents celebrating the president's inaugural win. Your thoughts about his first 3 days?
Well, Brian, great to be with you. We were so glad that you got a chance to come to the Black Tie and Boots Texas inaugural ball with LJ. You guys were welcome. We'll make you an honorary Texan. But, you know, I think back to the address, and Donald Trump said, I was saved by God to make America great again. That's exactly what he's starting off. It's a business. He drilled down literally on the topics that our country needs to get back on track with, whether it's border security, energy security, our economy, or military. I served, as you mentioned. And look, how long did it take Biden to go visit places that were devastated by natural disasters? And President Trump's already telling the people of this country, even those in California who didn't vote for him, that I care about you, you mean something to me, and I'm going to help you. I love it. He's already doing a great job.
So we're already seeing when it comes to immigration, nobody has it worse than Texas. You had to spend your own taxpayer dollars to have the Texas National Guard do what the Border Patrol should be doing and what the federal government should be backing, but they didn't. So you had to build your own wall on top of that. Now, finally, they're grabbing some of the criminals who probably came through your border and are now in our cities creating havoc. Here's Bill Malusian out and about with ICE in Boston. Cut 18.
So you guys got your main target just now, but you got somebody else. What just happened?
So our main target was released by a sanctuary jurisdiction, not honoring a detainer. That person was released back into the community, and when we went to go find him, he's with somebody else who was previously removed from the United States. So he's going to go today, too.
So that is an ICE officer explaining to everything that was going on. We see this over and over again. We have about 500-plus arrests of criminals who are here illegally. Your thoughts about the help that's on its way, that it has arrived?
Well, this is exactly what our country needed. I was an Air Force fighter pilot. I deployed to the Middle East. We fought over there so we didn't have to have these horrible criminals and terrorists, in many cases, come to our borders. President Trump he's right to issue the executive orders to immediately end funding to sanctuary cities, to tell people that if you're here illegally, and especially those who have committed crimes, that you're going to be deported, and there is help on the way. And I think everyone is motivated to get this done, to secure our country. This shouldn't be a political thing. Our border is not a political thing. It's just the security of every family that lives here. And I'm proud to lead the Counterterrorism Subcommittee on Homeland Security, and we will continue to root out any thread of counterterrorism in this country.
I mean, we had four members of that Venezuelan gang was scooped up We had several people convicted of sex crimes against minors scooped up. And we have a mayor, a Democratic mayor in New Jersey, Newark, New Jersey, complaining that they weren't given a heads up in the sanctuary city that ICE was coming. How long can this sanctuary city stand in America?
Well, I don't think it's going to last much longer. The funding is going to end. The lawsuits, I mean, President Trump issued many executive orders on day one targeted at just the lack of care for their communities and building this wall around this city, saying you're a sanctuary city. We're going to target that. If they want to claim that they're a sanctuary city, then expect to have no federal funding. And President Trump obviously has done this with his executive orders.
So they gave the Coast Guard new orders, start focusing on Haiti and some of the surrounding refugees coming our direction. He fired the head of the Coast Guard because she doesn't seem aggressive enough. He also froze all international, operations that were bringing people here, refugees here, including Afghanistan. And some of these veterans have come and written a letter to Trump to say a lot of these people have helped us out, saved our lives. Can you make an exemption? Do you think it's time for the administration to look at things like this?
Well, first and foremost, he's right. I mean, they have to halt and triage what Joe Biden did and reverse the chaos that we had for the last 4 years. And yes, there will be time for that conversation. And many of my colleagues served in Afghanistan as well. But let's start the triaging. Let's stop the massive amount, the millions of people who've come into this country illegally. I've been to the border many, many times, and I've seen it with my own eyes. We only live a couple of hours from the border, in fact. So there will be time for that conversation. But right now, he is right to halt all refugee admissions into the United States until policy aligns with U.S. interest. And that's the executive order. That's the verbiage from his executive order right there.
Right. They say hundreds. This was in the Military Times today. Hundreds of veterans and service-affiliated personnel have drafted a letter to members of Congress to open up the gates to people that have proven themselves in battle. So we'll see where that goes. Hopefully the president is open to that. He's also demanding that the Taliban pay back, give us $7 billion for the equipment we left behind. They're not going to do it. But he's also saying we're going to stop all aid for 90 days. That's smart. I am not comfortable with giving aid to Afghanistan.
Well, he understands leverage. Just like you mentioned earlier in the Big Three about the situation in Russia, he understands leverage. And aid to any country should be dependent on good behavior. We shouldn't just be writing these blank checks to anyone around the world, especially if they're not complying with things that are beneficial, mutually beneficial to our country. So, again, he understands leverage. Joe Biden did not. We've been in a mess. I'm proud of the fact that he's coming to the table and he's bringing up things like the Panama Canal. He's bringing up the equipment that we disastrously left in Afghanistan, because that's the right approach. And Americans deserve to know that their taxpayer dollars are not just going to be wasted.
So it's not your chamber, but the Senate is voting on Pete Hegseth, we think, today, sometime tonight. Your thoughts about him running the Defense Department?
Well, I've met with Mr. Hegseth. In fact, I put an air power group together and gave him some thoughts and ideas on air power. He is going to shake things up. He's going to focus on lethality and readiness. Brian, the situation in the military is dire, and I'll just specifically talk about the Air Force. We're the smallest and the least capable right now. We've been stretched very thin over the past decade without being recapitalized. Pete Hegseth is the right guy. He's going to get confirmed tonight. I've written an op-ed and actually led 30-plus members of the House in a supportive letter to the Senate. I believe they're going to do the right thing. We saw the vote yesterday. And it's time that we get our military back on track to deter our enemies and not fight the wars that Biden, I think, wanted to get us into or didn't have the strength to deter around the world from people like Iran, Russia, North Korea, and the Chinese Communist Party.
It's just so unconscionable that Chuck Schumer says for people that don't have unanimous support like Rubio, we're going to slow down the confirmation hearings. So they filibustered for countless hours yesterday, where at one point Cory Booker was reading poems. Just reading poems from people, because it was just a fake filibuster to slow down the confirmation of John Ratcliffe. On what planet is that responsible lawmaking?
It is not. And this is, they've been filibustering our country for 4 years, and they put us into this chaotic spiral where we're less less strong economically. We're weaker and our borders are open. John Ratcliffe, Pete Hegseth, these personalities are strong, national security-minded thinkers, proud of the job they're going to do. But, of course, Democrats are going to try to stand in the way. But it's not going to work. The mandate we got from the November election says very clearly that we want security, we want strength, and let's restore our dignity again.
Congressman Pfluger, our guest. And, Congressman, I just want to bring up a little bit where this, how this plays out. So Schumer tells Murphy to slow down Ratcliffe. Up next is going to be the Secretary of Defense. How does it work in our behalf to not have a CIA director? Any acting member could be great. They don't have any sense of long-term security or running an agency. Then Kristi Noem will be up next. She did great out of committee, virtually unanimous. Scott Bessent is going to get 80 votes. We can't get him through. Sean Duffy, perfect score out of committee. Can't get him through. And then Kash Patel's coming up next week. I'm sure it'll be controversial on Thursday. We have Dick Durbin on the record saying he's going to have a problem with that. So a lot of this stuff is really hurting the country. And I think that they're getting Chuck Schumer thinks he's gaining support or showing a toughness with it. And I just could not be more disappointed by it. And John Thune says you're working through the weekend because of it. Don't these idiots know that, you know, do they want to work 14 straight days just to hold up? For what reason? Do they have lives that they want to get back to for a weekend?
Well, Brian, you're right. I don't know what they think they're doing that benefits the country, but it certainly does harm. And, you know, the bureaucracy under an acting is nowhere near what the agenda is of President Trump to come in and shake things up and to cut the red tape and to get back to business. You know, I served in the Pentagon, and I served under an acting secretary. And in no way, shape, or form is it anywhere near the effectiveness of having a Senate-confirmed secretary who can make the decisions to move the department in the right direction. So, no, I think Majority Leader Thune is right. Let's keep working. And I'm not in the Senate, but let's keep working. Let's get these hearings done. And they'll just extend the pain if they don't want to come to the table and get these folks confirmed and moving on with the mandate that the American public gave us.
Lastly, here's Donald Trump yesterday on the Ukraine-Russia war. Cut 21.
Did President Zelensky tell you that personally?
Yeah, sure. He's ready to negotiate a deal. He'd like to stop. He's somebody that lost a lot of soldiers, and so did Russia. Lost a lot. Russia lost more soldiers. They lost 800,000 soldiers. Would you say that's a lot? I'd say it's a lot.
And he says that, you know, the message to Putin is get to the table or we're going to start hitting you with massive sanctions. And one of the things they have is a lot of frozen Russian funds, and most of them, $200 billion of it's in Belgium with a private company. So at one point, and General Keane writes about it with Mark Thiessen in the Washington Post today, we got to start maybe collecting that and saying, why are we paying for it? Let Russia pay for their own demise.
Well, it's not just that. It's also the oil revenues. And I think what Vladimir Putin knows about President Trump is that he is serious. Joe Biden wasn't serious about sanctions. He wasn't serious about those revenues.
And you know why? Because he didn't want the price of oil to go up because it would have cost the price at the pump to go up, and he didn't want to pay for it politically. That's my view.
You're right, and he wasn't serious about holding anybody accountable. Trump is the ultimate deal maker. He has leverage. He stands with credibility because people know around the world that he means what he says and he says what he means. So whether it's this or the release of the hostages that we saw just before the inauguration or balancing out the greater Middle East or deterring China, President Trump is going to do it. I have full faith that there will be a deal, that they will come to a ceasefire and that the blood will stop in the Ukraine. And this is important. It's important for our security.
He is serves in the military. He's now serving in Washington. Congressman Austin Pfluger, thanks so much.
Brian, thanks for having me. Great to see you this week, and thanks for talking about these topics.
Absolutely, and we'll have you on again real soon. All right, you listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show. Your call's next, 1-866-408-7669, or you can write me at briankilmeade.com. Back in a moment.
Newsmakers and newsbreakers. Hear it first on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hello, everyone.
everyone. It's your favorite president, Donald J. Trump, here to introduce something really special. You're going to love it. My new Trump watches. It's one of the best watches made. Wear it proudly on your wrist, and everyone will know what it's for, who it's for, who it represents. Get your Trump watch right now. Go to GetTrumpWatches.com. It's Trump time.
Celebrate the inauguration of President Trump with his new amazing watches. A true collector's item. Very limited. They will sell out. Go to GetTrumpWatches.com now to get your Trump watch before they're gone. It's an easy URL to remember. GetTrumpWatches.com. Don't miss your chance to own a valuable piece of history. Go now to GetTrumpWatches.com and get your watch today. Celebrate President Trump's return with these limited edition beautiful new Trump watches.
This ad paid for by the Best Watches on Earth, LLC. See GetTrumpWatches.com for details. Trump watches are not intended for investment purposes.
Hurry, go now to GetTrumpWatches.com.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code SECONDFREE by January 26th. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
I'm Gianna DeLosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. A mother of four moved to the United States chasing the American dream and ended up dead in a Pennsylvania dumpster, and police say it was her husband that killed her. Lucrecia Jaden Sumba moved to New Jersey from Ecuador in 2021 looking for a better future for her four kids, cleaning houses and babysitting before getting a job at a nail salon and working towards her GED, according to a GoFundMe, which said when Sumba didn't show up for work earlier this month, her coworkers panicked, but her husband allegedly seemed disinterested in her whereabouts. The co-workers and one of Sumba's kids reported her missing. Her body was found 2 days later in a dumpster in Coopersburg, Pennsylvania, about 80 miles from Elizabeth, New Jersey, where she went missing. Her autopsy showed she died of sharp force injuries. The husband, 42-year-old Rolando Corte, has been charged with first-degree murder. The couple had been together for 23 years. There's more on this story at FoxNews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna DeLosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1983. President Ronald Reagan.
While they preached the supremacy of the state, declare its omnipotence over individual man, and predict its eventual domination of all peoples on the earth, they are the focus of evil in the modern world.
To ignore the great majority of the American public who enjoys rock music is just pure stupidity.
Yeah, they did deploy, and the sun shield's closing now. We'll be with you in a minute.
That's great, Sally.
Our immediate challenge to this atrocity is to ensure that we make the skies safer and that we seek just compensation for the families of those who were killed.
Never again should a black or Hispanic or woman or Jew, because of race, religion, or sex, be limited or inhibited as we grow. The aristocracy is not the limit. The sky is the limit. Our time has come.
News as it happens then. News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk. Fox Rocks.
I'm Monica DeLuca.
Hello.
U2 guitarist The Edge revealing the band is working on a lot of new songs. He even says there might be a new song happening very soon. The Edge also revealed on the Soda Jerker on Songwriting podcast that U2 is itching to tour again after a lengthy Las Vegas run at the Sphere in 2023 and 2024. Jane's Addiction is recording new music without singer Perry Farrell. Bassist Eric Avery posting a video on Instagram confirming the news, tagging the other bandmates. Jane's Addiction had canceled its remaining tour last year after the singer got into an altercation on stage with guitarist Dave Navarro during a show. After the event, the band, minus Perry Farrell, posted a statement saying the cancellation of the tour was, quote, part of a continuing pattern of behavior and the mental health difficulties of our singer. That's Fox Rocks on Fox News.
more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
We just have to say this, how inhumane and wrong this is. But it's also just disturbing that he's asking law enforcement to break the law by not getting a warrant to execute some of these raids. To have this raid in Newark, New Jersey, be a warrantless raid into a private business that was targeted because it was owned by immigrants, it's just wrong.
That is Ilhan Omar, talks about how much he's enjoyed, like, in America all of a sudden, and that everyone else is pursuing the American dream, and why did President Trump get elected with this horrible attitude towards immigrants, as if we haven't been schooled on it, we haven't been affected by it, we don't have a new city, is overrun by it, bankrupt because of it. So she talks about unwarranted raids. Well, I want to give ICE every advantage possible if they're going to go into what is going to be a criminal haven without tipping anybody off. So I'm not sure of the details. I know in Newark, New Jersey, there was a raid and one person who was with a gangster from Venezuela was arrested. So was the other guy. The other guy evidently had no record and was a veteran. So sorry he was scooped up by it, but I would ask you, was he asking directions or was he doing any type of business with him? So, as you also heard Bill Malusian's report, one of the ICE agents in charge of the operation said that we came in for one guy, we did a background check, and the other guy he was with, and it turns out he's wanted too, a convicted criminal. When we come back, Mike Summers is going to be here, the 15th chief executive of the American Petroleum Institute. It is the time for fossil fuels is back. We're out of the Paris Accord. It is done. We're done with this new Green Deal. We're giving up on windmills. There's too much negative side to it. Mike Summers on that.
Tom Gordon, Coach Master Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Valentine's Day isn't just for sweethearts anymore. So if you're looking for a unique gift idea, stop by Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. They have a wide selection of great gift ideas, including antique and costume jewelry, vintage rings, necklaces, bracelets, brooches, and even cufflinks. They also offer antique toys and vintage dolls. Antique rugs and blankets, curtains, tablecloths, embroidered linens, furniture and china, silverware and clocks, books, and a whole lot of movies, along with collectibles, including sports memorabilia and a wide assortment of glass and artwork, kitchenware, and vintage clothing. Memory Lane is open Monday, 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday, noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Shasta Gateway Center.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
We can supply the whole world with energy. That's what we have. For hundreds of years, we could supply the whole with, at this moment, the best energy, because natural gas is clean and it's powerful. You need power, and it's consistent. Not like wind. The wind blows and then it doesn't blow, and the things cost a fortune. They're made in China and they kill the birds and they're horrible.
So that is President Trump being very candid. He calls it a new green scam. He's back to fossil fuels, and we're out of the Paris climate change, climate deal. Remember there was a debate on that? No even debate now. We all know it's a joke. We know that Russia and China are given these long runways to get in line, and we don't even think they do it. China's building more coal plants than anybody else, although they are leading the way in many ways with batteries and electric cars. Mike Summers joins us now, the 15th chief executive of the American Petroleum Institute, the largest trade association on all aspects of America's natural gas and oil. Mike, what does it feel like to have a president not vilify your industry?
Well, Brian, great to be with you. What I'll say is that happy days are here again. We finally have a president that understands how important oil and gas is. It's just going to be nice to have someone that recognizes how important from an energy security perspective, that oil and gas are going to continue to be for decades and decades to come.
So a couple of things. I understand that for the most part, the oil industry kind of likes oil and gas at $70 a barrel. And you don't really at this moment want to do a lot of new drilling. What do you want to do?
Well, you know, there are two ways that we can influence the price of at the pump or your natural gas prices at home, which really powers most people's electricity. You can fix the government regulations that are out there. And the Biden administration did everything that they could to cut down on the amount of oil and gas produced in the United States, particularly on federal lands and in federal waters.
Can I hold you there? Because do you know during the campaign they would say, you know, oil and gas has got hit all-time highs during their time? What do you say to people when they say when they hit you with those stats?
Well, what I'd say is that was despite Biden policies, not because of Biden policies. Everywhere that they could restrict American production, they did. And the federal offshore, in the Gulf, for example, the Gulf of America now, Everything they did on federal lands, leasing on federal lands was down 90% during the Biden administration. They cut out hundreds of thousands of acres in the great state of Alaska, where we have vast resources. So, there is a kind of a, what I would call an energy policy lag, that it takes a while for policies implemented by one administration to take effect, 4 or 5 years, in fact. So what we were real concerned about under the Biden administration is that they were really sowing the seeds for the next energy crisis. So now that we have a president that actually wants to continue to support American energy, it's going to be great to be able to develop these resources, because America and the world is going to need them.
All right. So can I separate natural gas? And I don't pretend to be a oil and gas expert, but I'm fascinated by it. And also had a chance to do a couple of features on the history of oil and gas in America, how it was invented in Pennsylvania. Just the whole thing, I find it fascinating. But with natural gas, out of nowhere, they decide to pause it last year. While Japan is begging for it and Europe is looking for a substitute for Russian natural gas, where are we at right now?
Well, that's exactly right. What the Biden administration did last year was they put a pause on new export permits for American liquefied natural gas. So what that means is that the way you transport natural gas overseas is you freeze it. And then you look at, and that's how you liquefy that natural gas. And then we ship it overseas to American allies all over the world. And so what the Biden administration did was it essentially said that we're not going to allow that to happen anymore for new export terminals. And that put almost immediately shut off new capital investment in the Gulf of Mexico, where most of these LNG terminals are. The signal that it sent to our allies was incredibly damaging, particularly at a time during two hot wars, one in the Middle East and one, of course, in Ukraine, where Europe was begging for this natural gas, as were our allies in Asia, like Japan. So the Trump administration, on day one, reversed that decision. And we're now getting capital back into the United States, and we're going to start building more terminals. We have more natural gas than we know what to do with in the United States. And we will for hundreds of years into the future, as long as the demand is there. And we need to continue to support our allies. And by the way, the environmental benefits of natural gas are incredible as well. Most of the time, it is replacing coal in these countries, and that allows them to clean up their environment, as we have been able to because of the switch from coal to natural gas.
All right, so let's talk about ramping it up. We want to be the number one customer to our allies. And I know they were talking about a pipeline through the Alps, through Europe, in Spain, through the Alps, and it almost got done. But France was concerned about their environment. They certainly want to reverse that, I hear now, not inside French politics. But we could use our natural gas and become the number one deliverer to our allies and keep Russia on the sidelines, even if things settle down in Ukraine. Do we have the terminal set up to be able to do that?
Here's a scary data point, Brian. The Europeans actually imported more LNG, liquefied natural gas. They got more LNG from Russia than they have ever before last year. So they basically switched from pipe gas from Russia to liquefied natural gas from Russia. We don't want Europe to be dependent on Russia. We want them to be buying it from here in the United States. And the way you do that is we have to build more of these terminals. And a number of them were blocked by the Biden administration from construction. We're going to get those terminals back up and going. That means great jobs for places like Louisiana and Texas and hopefully at some point Pennsylvania. There are vast amounts of natural gas resources in the state of Pennsylvania. If we could get an LNG terminal in Philadelphia, it would make a world of difference, particularly to European customers.
Mike Summers, our guest, he's running the American Petroleum Institute. So, Mike, to get that done, do you need Pennsylvania's permission, the governor's permission, or is that a federal thing?
In fact, it would be mainly a state decision. And Governor Shapiro in the state of Pennsylvania currently has a commission looking at doing that. It would certainly help American production, because we need to get that gas from where it is to where it needs to be, which is to customers in Europe. And think about the benefits to American national security as well. We've become a net energy exporter in this country because of that fracking revolution that started in 2005. Think about where we were in 2005. In 2005, we were producing 5 million barrels of oil every single day. And now we're producing over 13 million barrels of oil every day. That's not because the government told us to. It's because this industry innovated. And we need to make sure that we can continue to promote that kind of innovation, not just here in the United States, but all over the world.
You know, Barack Obama really benefited from fracking, the success of fracking, which was all done on a pure entrepreneurial, big risk, big upside, big downside. It is truly the American spirit. That story is fascinating, what fracking has done. But the Obama administration is the one who benefited from it.
That's exactly right. And, you know, I give Barack Obama a credit in many ways. He didn't stand in the way of this historic innovation. But in many ways, it was because of what was happening on private lands, not on public lands. The whole Gulf of America is public waters, federally owned waters. And for the first time last year, we didn't have one lease sale in the Gulf. We need to get those lease sales going again. And we know that President Trump is going to be focused on that.
So wait, you do want, so you say you're not in a big rush to drill more, but you do want more permits in order to explore more?
We absolutely need more permits. As you know, these are diminishing resources. Right now, we depend very heavily on the Permian Basin in Texas. But if we're going to continue to meet the demands of Americans and world consumers, we need to develop all of our resources. That means offshore. That means in Oklahoma. That means in North Dakota. That means in Alaska and everywhere where these resources are found. So we can't be so dependent just on one basin in the United States, because we're going to need these products for decades and decades to come.
Okay. So it blows me away that we're supposed to have sanctions on Russia and stop the oil. But you're saying Europe is buying from third parties?
Yeah, I mean, they're buying directly from Russia with Russian LNG. And we certainly don't want them to be able to continue to do that. But they need a replacement. I mean, we don't want them to freeze during the winter. We want them to be getting American natural gas. That'll make them less dependent on Russia. That will stop feeding the Russian war machine. We got to get it done. But these policies that we've seen over the last 4 years have been very detrimental to that effort.
So how well do you think the new Department of Energy head, I think it's Chris Wright, How well do you think that they know what you just said? Do they know the urgency to build terminals? Do they need ramp up time? And how hard will it be to execute some of these deals if you have an executive branch that wants to get it done?
Well, one of the things that we're very excited about is the new DOE Secretary, Chris Wright. I can't think of a person more qualified than Chris Wright to be Secretary of Energy. He knows energy, not just oil and gas, better than just about anybody that I know. So we have a great opportunity here to really start anew the American energy revolution. And that is incredibly exciting, not just for oil and gas, but for all kinds of energy.
Right. So let's see if he can do it. But is there something legislatively that has to happen? Or is the EPA, even though it's going to be run by Lee Zeldin? I always think that you guys have the great ideas, and there's always everyone suing everybody that slows everything down. Is that one thing
that's
we
right.
have to be? Are you prepared? Do you have to be prepared to litigate all these things?
Well, President Trump started this on day one. It is now Congress's turn to step up and do the legislative fixes that have to happen. We put out what we call the API 5-point policy roadmap, which are five things that the government should do immediately to make sure that we continue to have the energy that we need going forward. You can find that at api.org. They're common sense things. The president did a lot of them. But to have current, durable energy policy going forward, we need legislation so that it can't be subject to the whims of a future president that is anti-American energy.
Well, I'm firmly in your corner, because I also know you guys are responsible. You care about the environment, because you know it's detrimental to your own business if you're not.
That's right. And
can I just ask you, what is your legitimate investment in green technology and green energy? Where do you focus outside fossil fuels?
Absolutely. So one of the things that the oil and gas industry knows very well is the subsurface. No one knows the subsurface better. We have incredible technology. We have geologists. We have computer scientists. We're using AI to understand the subsurface better. You know, right now we're going down 5,000 feet and then drilling horizontally 5,000 feet. It's incredible technology. It's the equivalent of landing a man on the moon. So one of the great advantages of knowing the subsurface is we're investing heavily, particularly in geothermal kinds of energy, which again would be reliable. It is environmentally safe. It could be the real key to the future in certain regions. The truth of the matter, though, Brian, as you know this, some places wind makes sense, some places solar makes sense. Natural gas makes sense everywhere. And that's why we need that natural gas infrastructure to ensure that we can continue to power the economy that is going to be distressed and in need for more energy because of the dawn of more data centers and more artificial intelligence.
Mike Summers, thanks so much. Your phone, you're going to be quite busy over the next couple of years. So feel free to educate America and let everybody know what goes on. Thank you.
Thanks, Brian. Really appreciate your time today.
Absolutely. 1-866-408-7669. When we come back, how Donald Trump took on the world directly on Sunday. And it was the same message he told you in Pennsylvania, or he might have told you if you saw him live in Florida. He took that message to the elite of the world. And I think they were more apt to listening now. They might not have a choice. Brian Kilmeade.
Expanding your knowledge base. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code SECONDFREE by January 26th. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down, get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
IZERVAY or avacincaptad pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. As we enter the new year, many people are making resolutions to save this year, not trying to buy every item they desire. But that's often hard to do. But before you pull the trigger, there's some things to ponder before you make a purchase. Like when you see a great coupon or a sale sign, perhaps think twice and ask yourself, do you really need the item? Or are you just getting it because there's a 30% off tag on the label? And before you say yes to store credit cards, along with offers of discounts, rewards, and special coupons, at the same time, it can also jeopardize your credit score, and you could potentially rack up huge interest payments. And if you're in the market for some new clothes, think about buying used goods. There are so many apps and sites that are geared toward pre-owned items like Poshmark and ThredUp. When it comes to used electronics, be sure to read descriptions, reviews, and return policies carefully. And if you really need to make a big-ticket purchase, try to hold out for big sales. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. America's egg supply is taking a hit from reported cases of bird flu. The Department of Agriculture says egg production fell off across the country by 4% in November compared to the previous year. The department says the number of egg-laying hens was also down 3%. Fewer eggs also means higher costs at the grocery store. As the Consumer Price Index shows, egg prices rose 8.2% in November from last year. Industry experts say prices will continue to rise in 2025 if bird flu cases persist. persists. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says bird flu has caused outbreaks in both poultry and dairy cows in the U.S., with several recent human cases in dairy and poultry workers. The CDC notes the public health risk is low, and they continue to watch the situation carefully, working with states to monitor people with animal exposures. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House call for help. CJ Papa, Fox News.
That makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
What makes this go around with Trump so much more dangerous than the first time around is exactly what you're saying. It's that he is much more normalized this time. These people that were scared before about, like, being associated with him from the most common basic level to the most elite level, they're all in now because this is now a billionaire feeding frenzy. It is a kiss-ass race.
So that is AOC with Jon Stewart as they commiserate together how little people care about their opinions. As funny as Jon Stewart will always be, I find they have no idea what they're doing. I watch Monday's show because he's the only Daily Show episode I would watch because he's the writer and understands the last 20 years what it was like to, from the Bush to Clinton on down and all the controversies. They have no idea what's going on. They have no idea why people are ignoring them, not interested in their sarcasm, not affecting the speech. I mean, there was a time when Jimmy Kimmel single-handedly stopped the end of Obamacare. They were going to spike Obamacare and come up with their skinny alternative prior to John McCain. And Schumer was feeding Jimmy Kimmel information about, and a lot of it was wrong, about how many people were going to be affected, how many homeless people were going to die, and how many families were going to have to kill off their children. The most severe things possible. It actually changed the dialogue. And now you have AOC on a small podcast with Jon Stewart with 1970s headsets on, talking about the scary thing about Donald Trump is how normal people, how he's been normalized as a person. Now, you might want to do some reverse forensic and say, why is that? Most of the people voted for him. He got the popular vote, won every battleground state, made huge gains in your state of New York. Why? Because of things he's saying, it's a time for common sense. And, you know, they're not getting any help from any Democrats either. James Carville weighed in. He was on his war room. And this is what he said about where his party is heading and how much harm Joe Biden has done. Cut 34.
We know Biden. Actually, we know you and I know him personally. And I think it's fair to say that we're a long time at some level admirers of Joe Biden. And what he's done to himself is no one wants to hear from this guy anymore. Okay. Right. Just go to your condo in Rehoboth and stay there. And that's not because we're bad people or we mean people. It was all his doing. All his doing.
I don't know what you're talking about. You put him into office and gave him the nomination, told him to pick a vice president that was had to be a woman of color, couldn't find anybody competent, made a terrible choice. You gave him a left-wing agenda, what he implemented. You pretended as if he wasn't failing. We knew he was. Ridiculed people that pointed it out, physically failing, mentally failing, angry all the time. And then when he dropped out, you said he didn't do it soon enough. While at the same time calling him George Washington. And then when he does drop out, the vice president loses. And you're blaming him. And then he blames them for kicking him out. I've never seen a party in more disarray. As Meghan McCain tweeted out this morning, and I retweeted it, she says, never in her life did she think that the Republican Party would be the in party, the cool party, the one that you want to be associated with. Never in her life. She says, I've taken so much ridicule my whole life being a, obviously a famous Republican, and now everything is reversed. I'm getting a kick out of the fact that they're all turning on each other. Karen Bass in Miami is in Los Angeles is turning on Gavin Newsom, the firefighter who is politically correct, AEI, DEI hire, turning on the mayor. You got Carville turning on Biden, all Democrats turning on Biden. The Obama bros on the podcast, said Joe Biden is really, the pardons have hurt the party. I've never seen a party in more disarray.
Hello, everyone. It's your favorite president, Donald J. Trump, here to introduce something really special. You're going to love it. My new Trump watches. It's one of the best watches made. Wear it proudly on your wrist, and everyone will know what it's for, who it represents. Get your Trump watch right now. Go to GetTrumpWatches.com. It's Trump time.
Celebrate the inauguration of President Trump with his new amazing watches. A true collector's item. Very limited. They will sell out. Go to GetTrumpWatches.com. Now to get your Trump watch before they're gone. It's an easy URL to remember. GetTrumpWatches.com. Don't miss your chance to own a valuable piece of history. Go now to GetTrumpWatches.com and get your watch today. Celebrate President Trump's return with these limited edition beautiful new Trump watches.
This ad paid for by the Best Watches on Earth LLC. See GetTrumpWatches.com for details. Trump watches are not intended for investment purposes.
Hurry, go now to GetTrumpWatches.com.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump in Las Vegas yesterday summarizing the highlights from a very busy first week in office.
What the world witnessed this week is nothing less than a revolution of wealth creation for everyone and also common sense. It's about common sense. It really is. With a party of common sense. On day one, I directed every member of my cabinet to, and by the way, Pete Hegseth got approved.
And Kristi Noem confirmed as Homeland Security Secretary.
The vote puts the South Dakota governor in charge of a sprawling agency essential to national security and President Trump's plans to clamp down on illegal immigration. Republicans kept the Senate working Saturday to install the latest member of Trump's national security team. She joins those already confirmed, including Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, and CIA Director John Ratcliffe. Bob Agnew, Washington.
Also at townhall.com, at least five lawsuits have been filed in reaction to President Trump's executive order denying U.S. citizenship to children and parents living in the country illegally.
I think in some ways it was Trump opening a door that has been left slightly unsettled. I mean, you have extreme anti-immigration folks on the right. You have, you know, open borders folks on the left. This is going to give the court an opportunity to actually very firmly state, here is what the Constitution means. Here is what in practice we have done.
Christine Rosen with the American Enterprise Institute tells Salem Radio.
Here is what citizenship matters. If you are born in this country, even to people who came here illegally, I suspect the court will say you are still, nevertheless, an American citizen.
Kia is recalling more than 80,000 vehicles due to floor wiring beneath the front passenger seat that can become damaged and prevent airbags and seatbelts from deploying properly. Damaging wiring and can also cause an unintended side curtain airbag to deployment. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
You hear the term living better. What do you think about? More money, a bigger house, maybe a yacht? What about how you feel physically? How do you wake up each day? How do you sleep during the night? What activities you can and cannot do? When you feel good, life is good. So if pain is affecting your life, see how Relief Factor can help. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally, developed by doctors. It doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or even eliminate pain. How do I know? I absolutely am a customer. I take Relief Factor daily. No lower back pain for me anymore. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Give their 3-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Just one phone call. 800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF. Relief Factor. Relief wherever you're hurting. In 3 weeks or even days, Relief Factor can give you a chance to rediscover the true meaning of living better again. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF for the one and only Relief Factor.
The viewer ratings are in for President Trump's inauguration.
The Nielsen Company says an estimated 24.6 million people watched coverage of President Donald Trump's second inauguration. That's down from the 30.6 million who watched Trump the first time around and 33.8 million that watched President Biden. Fox News Channel was the most popular inaugural destination with twice as many viewers as any other single network. President Ronald Reagan still holds the record for the biggest inauguration audience with 41.8 million viewers back in 1981. I'm Jennifer King.
Seven families are suing TikTok in France, accusing the platform of failing to moderate harmful content and exposing children to life-threatening material. Two of the families experienced the loss of a child. The lawsuit alleges TikTok's algorithm is designed to trap young people in cycles of despair for profit and seeks reparations for the families. More news at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Well, someone was bound to think of this.
People are listing phones preloaded with TikTok for tens of thousands of dollars on eBay, Facebook Marketplace, and other online storefronts. TikTok was briefly unavailable to the U.S. last weekend, but anyone who had previously downloaded TikTok has been able to use it. Entrepreneurial spirits are hawking phones and tablets that have TikTok and other apps from its parent company, ByteDance. Listings on eBay are asking for as much as $50,000. Or after you catch your breath on that price tag, there are some listed for as low as $340. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Nasty problem on India's east coast. Some 600 dead sea turtles keep washing ashore. Experts are trying to determine what's going on and, of course, how to stop it. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Get ready for laughter, chaos, and unforgettable fun.
Riverfront Playhouse proudly presents The Odd Couple, female version by Neil Simon, directed by Sean Sampson.
From January 24th to February 9th, step into the hilariously mismatched world of two roommates,
Olive and Florence, as they navigate friendship, humor, and plenty of surprises.
It's a fresh twist on a classic comedy.
Grab your tickets now at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Don't miss this side-splitting comedy
sponsored by this station
and these amazing pro arts businesses.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Top Fox News headquarters in New York City, the most approachable radio host in America. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Brian Kilmeade Show. We come to you from 48th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan. Happy to be here. I was thrilled to run into Douglas Murray at the Liberty Ball at the bottom. He's coming up at the bottom of the hour. And just to get insight into what it was like as he goes from Israel to Europe, giving speeches in Germany, comes back to America, featured columnist, dinner with Rupert Murdoch. So his perspective, he's a deep thinker, he's got everyone's respect. He's got a new book coming out, Democracies and Death Cults, Israel and the Future of Civilization. That's coming out on April 8th. Jackie Heinrich is going to come up in 15 minutes. She's traveling with the President of the United States. She's already in North Carolina. She's with him. She's going to meet him there in North Carolina, the site of the devastating results of Helene. Hurricane still not recovered. Then the president goes back in his Air Force One, which must be kind of cool for the president to get back into. And then he flies out to Los Angeles, Jackie Heinrich with us right away. So we have a lot to discuss. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
I think Russia should want to make a deal. Maybe they want to make a deal. I think, from what I hear, Putin would like to see me, and we'll meet as soon as we can. I'd meet immediately. Every day we don't meet, soldiers are being killed in a battlefield.
Get to the table already. Donald Trump's message to Russia is clear. You're killing your country in a war they never should have started to begin with. And guess what? He has a plan, and he has some leverage on Russia. And this could be a boon for America and Ukraine.
Number two.
I'm not going back to Haiti. Bro, you feel me? No Biden forever, bro. Thank Obama for everything that he did for me, bro.
Massive ICE raids rage as criminals in every major city are being scooped up and shipped out as Trump loses the first round of an immigration legal battle in the courts.
Number one.
My message to every business in the world is very simple. Come make your product in America and we will give you among the lowest taxes of any nation on earth.
Donald Trump at the World Economic Forum. He couldn't go to Davos. He had this inauguration thing cramping his schedule, but he was able to zoom in, saying it to their face. The president tells the world elite, it's for America first in every way. Come on board or be run over. Why think there will be zero fallout where everyone would be talking about how we're losing allies and how we come off egocentric and we shouldn't have the swagger? Well, the president's rehab of the country is getting the swagger back. I like the days when America was resented rather than people saying, what is wrong with America? Maybe there's an in-between on that. I haven't seen it. But President Trump said, basically, we're in a terrible situation, but we're coming out of it. And we're going to get out of it. He says he gets things done. He has his entire life. And he's going to get this done. So he was in Davos. I thought this was worth bringing up. I said, most of you working during the day, you don't have a chance to see this. So you mentioned and you heard pretty clearly in the open that he's telling everyone to come back. We're going to even lower the corporate tax rate to 15% if you build your products here. He's already got Stellantis, the new Chrysler, to build back their, bring back their auto manufacturing, even as the number of plants and the locations to do it. So that has worked. What about everybody else? And what about when it comes to energy? What are you going to do? I love this. Brian Moynihan was there. He's a very successful banker at Bank of America. And they were debanking people like, Melania Trump and other conservatives were having problems getting debanked or not allowed to park their money or get loans. So instead on the World Economic Forum playing nice and going behind the scenes to say you better change your policy, Trump is Trump. Cut five.
Speaking of you, and you've done a fantastic job, but I hope you start opening your bank to conservatives because many conservatives complain that the banks are not allowing them to do business within the bank, and that included a place called Bank of America. They don't take conservative business, and I don't know if the regulators mandated that because of Biden or what, but you and Jamie and everybody, I hope you're going to open your banks to conservatives because what you're doing is wrong.
How great is that? And he just blew it off. I know he didn't. It landed. But for him to say, Mr. President, you're wrong on that. President would go, I think I'm right. And then you have a fight in front of literally the most powerful people in the world. So he just blew past it. But the message obviously was sent, don't you think? And Jamie Dimon and the president seem to have gotten over any problems they had together. And and he did call out Jamie Dimon too for JP Morgan to make sure you don't do the same things even next time. I feel like these bankers are free. They also, the president came out and flat out said the new Green Deal is a scam. And he said it to a bunch of people who start every meeting by pledging allegiance to the Al Gore segment of the world. The earth's going to fall apart unless we do something. But here's the president on energy. Cut two.
We have more
oil and gas than any other country, and we're going to have more. And right. with Anwar, you know, which he ended, Anwar is the biggest. Anwar could be, that's in Alaska, could be as big or bigger than Saudi Arabia. We have more than any other country. It's a great thing. It's a great asset because China doesn't have that. I mean, China does not have that. They have to go out the old-fashioned way and buy it. We have more than anybody. We're going to become a wealthy country again, and energy is going to lead the way.
Yeah, and the thing is, too, you just heard in an earlier hour, and please play it back. We'll probably post it online with the president of the American Petroleum Institute, and he said that right now Russia's buying more natural gas. Excuse me, Europe's buying more natural gas from Russia than ever before. Really? We're supposed to put sanctions on them to get their attention and let them know they can't invade other nations. But we have not filled the gap and backfilled them and let us be the number one supplier. Give them a friends and family discount. Make sure they leave Russia alone. And even when Russia pulls out of Ukraine, they're not going to have Europe as a customer because they're not a reliable deliverer of oil and gas. He goes on energy. Cut four.
We don't want windmills in this country. We're putting an order on. I've already sort of done it. We don't want windmills. If you have a house and you're in vision of a windmill, your house is worth half. It's a disaster. And nobody wants them, and they're the most expensive energy of any kind of energy. You know what else people don't like? Those massive solar fields built over land that cover 10 miles by 10 miles. I mean, they're ridiculous, the whole thing. And by the way, you know where the panels come from? 100% of the panels are made in China.
He's 100% right. We gave up. Even though we came up, we were leading the world in solar energy and solar technology. Russia does it quicker. They do it cheaper. So therefore, they're the number one maker. So why wouldn't they want to go solar? They have more rare earth. Why wouldn't they want to go with electric cars while buying more coal than anybody else? So the president's going to point this out. In the beginning, you thought, oh, my goodness, I'm not sure we should be saying that. And now forget it. Yeah, be responsible. Let's think clean air. But if windmills are killing, you put the windmills in the ocean, they're confusing the whales. Ask anyone in New Jersey. And then when you put them in the ocean, there's so much drilling to secure them into the ocean floor. It's causing havoc. We know the noise it makes, and we know they're almost impossible to repair. Has anyone thought about that? So the president just saying it. Here's Batya Unger-Sargon of Newsweek last night, just noticing the elites listening to President Trump, who just cosmetically looks like he's czaring over everyone because he's been beamed in on this huge screen over the stage. Cut 10.
What we just oversaw was the total capitulation of the global elites to Donald Trump, the tribune of the American working class. The same people who have endlessly mocked him and laughed at him and booed him and tried to destroy him are now on their knees, Laura, begging for a scrap of his approval.
And I think that's true. And they did mock him. And I've always heard that. And that's why guys like Mike Bloomberg can't stomach it. They think they should be the person. Why is he the billionaire that gets through? What is it about me? I was mayor, paid millions of dollars to become mayor. I was supposed to be president. They can't believe this other guy did. But Trump's got many more attributes and many more positive qualities than anyone gave him credit for. And we know about the detractions. And you notice we're not even hearing anything about an impeachment, illegitimacy, not worthy, not presidential. It's not happening. Here's Victor Davis Hanson, an esteemed military historian. Cut 12.
That was very strange because the Davos people that run it, he shredded every one of their most cherished ideas, you know, of open borders, illegal immigration, New Green Deal. He just shredded. I thought their heads were going to explode when he called it the New Green scam, and he called oil liquid gold. So I thought the questions were going to be so angry. But, you know, I looked at him very carefully after I heard him on the transcript, and Schwartzman and Moynihan, all these international big bankers were kind of like, well, we're not supposed to say this, but are you serious? You're really going to give us liquid natural gas? You're not going to cut it off?
So smart. I mean, I'm getting a full perspective on how much has changed. I'm getting a different perspective. He's reorienting the world to their face. The guys that didn't think he was the smartest guy, that thought he was the dumbest guy, that thought he was pretending,
from getting shot in the head to authoring the greatest comeback after five indictments, they have begun to say, you got my attention. They should, because the president's also got the best country, the most powerful. When we come back, Jackie Heinrich joins us from North Carolina, Douglas Murray at the bottom of the hour. So get queued up. My first stop, I promise, will be in Alabama, then over to Fort Lauderdale when we get the calls in a half hour. But listen up, Brian Kilmeade Show.
Diving deep into today's top stories, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code SECONDFREE by January 26th. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Are you having trouble here? Hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to AudionHearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N Hearing.com.
Folks, the unprecedented conviction of former President Donald Trump has thrown our nation into uncharted territory. Trust me, things are going to get worse before they get better. The political turmoil and uncertainty ahead could have severe consequences for our economy and financial markets. But in times of crisis, there's always opportunity. Right now, I see that opportunity in gold. As political tensions rise and the dollar's future becomes uncertain, gold has the potential to reach new heights. That's why I trust Advantage Gold. They're the experts in helping Americans safeguard their wealth with precious metals. Call them today at 800-900-8000 to get their free 2024 gold and silver kit, plus a special Jason Hansen discount with up to $1,300 if you qualify. While the future is certainly unpredictable, your financial security doesn't have to be. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 for your discount and bonus. Again, 800-900-8000. Performance may vary. Consult your financial and tax professional.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A little boy from the UK who was able to walk his mom down the aisle despite being told he might never walk again makes the Dean's List. 10-year-old Frankie Penfold was born with a genetic disorder which affects the early development of his brain. His parents, Hannah and Tom, were told by doctors he wouldn't live past his teenage years. When he was a baby, he couldn't hear and then could not lift his head or sit up. He was diagnosed with the disease before his first birthday. Despite the heartbreak and odds against him, the family worked with doctors to help Frankie overcome some of the obstacles with physiotherapy, where he was introduced to a machine called the UPSI, which helps him stand upright, keep his head up, and to walk, aided by an adult. He trained for 5 years with the UPSI, and on his parents' wedding day, he was able to walk his mom down the aisle, followed by his older brother and sister. Needless to say, there wasn't a dry eye in the church. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. The U.S. Health and Human Services Department says it will give out hundreds of millions of dollars to help fight bird flu. The federal agency says it's going to grant about $306 million in additional funding to help monitor what's happening with the avian flu around the country. About $183 million of that funding will be given to regional, state, and local preparedness, with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention dispensing about $111 million for enhanced federal monitoring of the H5N1 virus. And the National Institutes of Health doling out roughly $11 million for medical prevention research. At least 66 human cases have been recorded in the U.S. since April, mostly on dairy farms where the virus infected cattle. The first severe case in a human was reported in December, with that Louisiana resident hospitalized in critical condition after suspected contact with an infected backyard flock, now deceased. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1970.
The student now goes to college to proclaim rather than to learn.
The lessons of the past are ignored and obliterated in a contemporary antagonism known as the generation gap.
You just go through a phase of wanting to be up there, you know, in the limelight. Well, I'm going through a phase now where I don't want to be in the limelight.
Ali comes out to meet Frazier, but Frazier starts to retreat. If Frazier goes back an inch farther, he'll wind up in a ringside seat. Ali swings with the left. Ali swings with the right. Look at the kid carry the fight.
Everybody just gathered around, organized. And it was orderly. No kids were out of hand. They just wanted to talk. 2 seconds, throwing tear gas, and the kids were picking up and throwing them back at the cops. And they chased the kids over the hill. The cops were boxed in. There was kids all around them. All of a sudden, cops got trigger happy and shot kids.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk. Opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Our country can no longer deliver basic services in times of emergency, as recently shown by the wonderful people of North Carolina, been treated so badly. And other states who are still suffering from a hurricane that took place many months ago. Or more recently, Los Angeles, where we are watching fires still tragically burn from weeks ago without even a token of defense.
So that is the President of the United States talking about the need to get aid to North Carolina and California. And he's going to both places today. Then he's dropping by Las Vegas to say thank you for delivering Nevada. Jackie Heinrich said, I don't need a ride. I'll meet you in North Carolina. She was there helping us out this morning, and the president is on his way. Jackie, what do you think is going to be accomplished today? Because I don't see a high-level meeting or anything. Is it something the president just wants to bring attention to?
You know, Brian, I think we're going to get more detail on his plans to overhaul FEMA, because I'm sitting in the parking lot right now of a burned-out Japanese restaurant, and the river behind me is full of debris. I've been talking to people involved in the cleanup, and they say 122 days later, FEMA is still not approving requests fast enough. I mean, they're only 50% through their recovery effort. The Army Corps of Engineers says they've already removed 1 million cubic yards of debris, but in just one section of the river in a nearby county, Polk County, that area of the river that's really important for tourism, there are about 2 million cubic yards of vegetation still just sitting there. They haven't even gotten to the waterways yet. So you've had all these calls for the agency to be overhauled because they're just sort of bungled by their own bureaucracy. And it also comes after the president threatened to condition aid potentially for states unless they have better, you know, resource management. California brought that into the discussion. So I think that, you know, in North Carolina, it's all Republicans greeting him. They want to see this overhaul happen. Congressman Chuck Edwards, who represents this district, he voiced support for that overhaul. In California, you're going to see some Democrats like Governor Gavin Newsom scramble to his side to try to get a better idea of what their futures might look like because, you know, updating policies for that state has to go through, you know, the environmentalists. And that might be a tough thing for them to achieve if that aid was conditioned on certain reforms. So we'll see different receptions in both places.
Very interesting, because, you know, in those situations, it's get people money, then find give them a ballot, give them money, get them a place to live, and then figure out how they're going to rebuild and if they're going to rebuild. So if FEMA was out of money, which they were, they have it now. Everyone agrees. So get this money. Is there a problem from what you can see? Is there a problem getting heavy machinery up there to clear things out and build things up?
You know, I'm not necessarily seeing that. I know that that was an issue, like, immediately after the hurricane hit. You recall there were all of those complaints that, you know, the military didn't get the helicopters into the mountainous areas fast enough. I mean, I'm seeing a lot of heavy equipment around me right now. There's a guy with a bulldozer in this parking lot scooping up a giant pile of rubble. But what I'm hearing is just that the Army Corps of Engineers will say, hey, this project needs XYZ. They'll put it in the system to get an approval, and it'll sit there for 3-4 months. And this is, you know, the Army Corps of Engineers handles disaster responses all over the country. So, you know, they can speak to this being a problem, not just for this hurricane, but for all of the disasters. And when you've got FEMA as part of DHS, I think that there's going to be a broader discussion about where that agency is best placed, and what levels of bureaucracy approvals have to go through before they can get those resources out. Because you've got really smart people ready to do the work. It's just getting the stamp of approval and, you know, all that stuff out the door for it to get going.
So now the president's going to be landing in California later on today, be early evening there. And Gavin Newsom's going to meet him on the tarmac. He said yesterday he doesn't really look to meet with Gavin Newsom. But Newsom's going to make sure he's there. This is going to be awkward, don't you think?
I think it's going to be interesting. I don't know if it'll be awkward. I think that, you know, Gavin Newsom is sort of on the ropes right now because his policies have been widely blamed for, you know, leaving the Santa Ynez Reservoir empty, 117 million gallon reservoir that was empty for maintenance at the time of this fire. LA Mayor Karen Bass, you know, slashing the department's budget, fire department's budget. She claims it didn't have an impact on the response. But meantime, you know, that doesn't sell very well to all the people there who are still, you know, living in the ruins of this fire. So I think that they have to manage, you know, how they address the president here. And you have Karen Bass, you know, the White House just put out the release of who's attending the roundtable. She's going to be there for it. And then Adam Schiff even, and there's no love lost between Trump and Schiff, he put out a statement to the New York Times saying that he declined an invitation from the Trump team to join in the wildfire briefing only because he had to stay on Capitol Hill for the Senate votes. So I think that a lot of these Democrats are eager to speak with the president, and he's eager to tell them, hey, you know, I want to see everyone here get help, but we also want to make sure that, you know, we're not mismanaging resources because there is so much, you know, scrutiny over if you're giving money to all these states and then they're not using it for the right causes. You know, right. Talk about homelessness and how they've dumped so much money into that problem, but then they let these communities burn. I think that it'll be interesting to watch how the two sides interact.
And just real quick, we're under 45 seconds. Republicans and some Democrats are now carrying proposals of their own about making the forest less of a tinderbox and actually keeping vegetation in check and forests healthy. Democrats never said that in the past. That's significant, isn't it?
It's huge. It's absolutely huge. Because you can't advocate for fish. You can't advocate for, you know, wildlife and, you know, tribes when you have, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of homes burning to the ground because of these sort of abstract policies which are pushed by these environmental groups or these interest groups. And Democrats, these are their constituents now.
Jackie, you're the best. Have a good time with the president today. It should be fascinating. He actually takes and answers your questions. Imagine.
Attention Shasta County, the Shasta Firefighters Burn and Benevolent Fund is gearing up for their annual benefit dinner at the Wind River Casino on Saturday, March 15th. Doors open at 4, dinner at 7, and they need your help. The Shasta Firefighters Burn and Benevolent Fund is currently asking for donations to be raffled off or auctioned during their event. All proceeds will go towards supporting our local first responders in their time of need. For more information, go to Shasta Firefighters B&B on Facebook or Instagram.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Valentine's Day isn't just for sweethearts anymore. So if you're looking for a unique gift idea, stop by Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. They have a wide selection of great gift ideas, including antique and costume jewelry, vintage rings, necklaces, bracelets, brooches, and even cufflinks. They also offer antique toys and vintage dolls, antique rugs and blankets, curtains, tablecloths, embroidered linen, furniture and china, silverware and clocks, books, and a whole lot of movies, along with collectibles, including sports memorabilia and a wide assortment of glass and artwork, kitchenware, and vintage clothing. Memory Lane is open Monday, 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday, noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Shasta Gateway Center.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Is 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
My message to every business in the world is very simple. Come make your product in America, and we will give you among the lowest taxes of any nation on earth. If you don't make your product in America, which is your prerogative, then very simply, you will have to pay a tariff.
So the president said that to the world, not to some of the people in the world, not to Central and South America, to the leading so-called elites around the world, leaders, business winners, and thought leaders. Said it to all of them. Said, we're America first. You might not like me, but you better start respecting me. And I think many are. Douglas Murray would know. He travels the globe and talks to those elites. He is the author of The War of the West. He's got a new book coming out April 8th called On Democracies and Death Cults, Israel and the Future of Civilization. Douglas Murray, welcome back.
Great to be back with you, Brian.
Thought about you when the Davos address took place yesterday. I thought it would be quick, brief, and that was it. I thought it was just going to give a cursory, hello, guys, I'm back. I did not know he was going to go full blast. Your thoughts?
I actually did expect him to go full blast for two reasons. One is that President Trump has had a long time to think about this and to get to know the kind of people he was speaking to at Davos yesterday. He knows these people. He knows these world leaders. He knows the tricks they play. He knows the tricks that financial elites and others play, the way in which manufacturing companies have taken advantage of America, flooded America with cheap products made from abroad. So Trump knows all of that. And that's the first reason why I was not surprised at the tone. The second thing is this crucial thing that Trump's mandate in this term in office is so overwhelming that, of course, he should use the opportunity to do what he did yesterday, not to kind of sidle in and sidle up to these people at Davos, but to say, look, there's a new sheriff in town, and you can decide whether you want to play by the sheriff's rules or not.
Do you think that they view him differently besides the vote? Do you think they're realizing, some of them, that we might have been wrong about this?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, one of the interesting thing about financial elites is that they behave differently from some media elites. Some people in the media want to be sort of holdouts and continue to play the sort of games that they played after Trump's first victory in 2016. But finance and money tends to be much better at changing direction, changing course. We've seen that, of course, most obviously in recent weeks with the way in which the tech world has sidled up to Trump. Not people who've been, you know, pretty long-term supporters, but people who really have just come around in, or at least admitted to have come out for Trump in recent weeks, months since his victory. My suspicion will be that the financial elites will also realize you've got to change, you've got to shift, you've got to adapt to the new era. So it's very different from the odd holdout somewhere saying, you know, trying to still pretend Trump's a fascist, Elon Musk's a fascist, and so on. The money will go where it needs to go, where it believes it can make money best. And if that's going to be America under Trump, then it'll move there.
So a couple of things that I think might have struck you, too, is that the president's 78 years old, doesn't, in the beginning, he didn't like crypto. He said it was a way to get the world off the U.S. dollar. Don't like it. The more he listened to it, talked to people, and saw how reviled some Democrats thought they were and how they were being ignored and maybe harassed, he took a look at it. He took a few meetings. He gave a speech. And now between that and AI, he's all in on saying that we have to move forward.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put experts in charge that know how to do it. Listen to what David Sacks, who's in charge of AI and cryptocurrency, said. Cut 7.
For the last 4 years, the Biden administration has basically prosecuted and persecuted crypto companies, really driving them offshore. I've heard so many outrageous stories by founders, by entrepreneurs. The Biden administration would not tell them what the rules of the road were, and they would then get prosecuted. And what the industry wants more than anything else is regulatory clarity. They're saying, just tell us what the rules are, we will abide by them. And the Biden administration would never do that.
So there's going to be a series of meetings. He's going to run them, and they're going to come up with a series of rules. You know this crypto world. I don't know how much you're invested in it, but you know the people involved in it. How do you think this comes out? Do you think this is a net positive?
I think it is. I mean, I think that this shows a side to President Trump that a lot of people don't really give him credit for, which is his adaptability in the face of changing circumstances. Of course, he has some strong principles, strong views, America first, and so on, that he sticks with. But it's not the case that when he looks at a problem in business or anything else, and that problem changes, that he doesn't adapt to it. He does. And as you say, his views on crypto have shifted very clearly in recent years. What David Sacks said that just there is absolutely right. I know of people who have been persecuted by authorities in America without even doing business in America because they're in the crypto space. The rules have simply not kept up with evolving technology. And, this is just another sign of why something needed to change in America, which is the Biden administration was just not on top of this stuff. crypto people were asking for guidance, asking for the rules, and were simply not being given them because the Biden administration did not have people in place to address this. They just, it was one of many things, cans they kicked down the road. And if that changes under Trump, then that is a benefit. Mm-hmm. Investors could decide whether, you know, where they want to put their money, of course. But, you know, crypto is here. It's here to stay. And it's best that America is leading the world in it and in regulating it.
Douglas, you know a lot of these guys. I think it's key. So you got Elon Musk, who's different but genius. David Sachs. You have Joe Lonsdale. Then you have Jeff Bezos. How can I help? Bill Gates. What can I do? And I got it. And people are pointing out oligarchs and Mark Zuckerberg, too. By the way, as I mentioned to him, he mentioned to me that that was one of the most insulting things he ever heard. Now he's an oligarch because he went and met with the President of the United States. Took that personal. You forget how sometimes they're human beings. But the key for this to work is they have to act ethically. And to get to where they have to be, they got to be smart, they got to be savvy, they got to make mistakes. But overall, they're these top businessmen in the world. Is it possible to put them so close to power and ask them to act ethically for the country and not for themselves?
Well, we'll see, won't we? I mean, with AI in particular, this is moving so fast that America has to simply be on top of the game. If America is not on top of the AI game, then other actors, particularly the Communist Party of China, they will do it unethically. There are several things. One is that there are actually, you know, some serious things that have to be thought through with AI about where the limits of it should be allowed to be. And that's best dealt with in America. That's best addressed in America with American thinkers, American entrepreneurs and others bashing this out. Chasing it away or chasing it abroad would be a big mistake because it's not like other countries are going to act more ethically than we can act in America on this.
Yeah, you always hear Altman. The first time I saw him, he was saying how exciting AI and how scary it is. And when one of the leading minds says that, I take note. Yeah. Lastly, it's not hard to find Douglas Murray in a war zone in Ukraine. You were there. In Gaza, in Israel, you're there. Now Donald Trump has got the ball. And he wants to get both sides seated. And he's taken on Russia, too, in a way he hasn't in the past. Cut 23.
If they don't settle this war soon, like almost immediately, I'm going to put massive tariffs on Russia and massive taxes and also big sanctions. And I don't want to do that. You know, I love the Russian people. They're great people. I don't want to do that. But we've got to get this war ended. And if they don't make a settlement like fast, and Zelensky, I will say this, he wants to settle now. He's had enough. He shouldn't have allowed this to happen either. No. You know, if he's no angel, he shouldn't have allowed this war to happen. First of all, he's fighting a much bigger entity, much bigger. When he was, you know, talking so brave and so. Now, two things happened. They were brave, but we gave them billions of dollars. The United States spent $200 billion more than Europe. Why did we spend more? You know why? Because Biden never asked Europe to spend more.
Well, there's a series of reasons, but he's seeing that Russia had a role here. For the longest time, he was talking more pro-Russian. Your thoughts?
I think on the Russia-Ukraine conflict, it's in everyone's interests for it to end, obviously. Both sides have lost huge numbers of men. How it ends is very, very complicated. And I have to say, encouraged by President Trump leaning on Putin, leaning on the Russians, because it is, of course, it's their war of aggression. Putin started it. It was Putin who invaded. Absolutely no justification in 2022. So there's a settlement that can be made there, and it will require security assurances, and they'll have to be very strong because there have been security assurances to the Ukrainians before, and they were not respected by the countries that signed them. As for the Middle East, I think you'll see the same thing there as with Trump's threats with Russia. The war in the Middle East in the last 2 years was started because the Iranian Revolutionary Government was rich and is violent. And that's a bad combination. And they paid for and started this war, the Hamas war, their proxy Hamas against Israel. I expect Trump to do with Iran what he's threatening to do with Russia, which is to snuff them out economically in order to make sure that they cannot keep expanding and colonizing the region. I think that could have very, very swift effects in reining in both Russia and Iran. Trump is very fond of saying this would not have happened on his watch. Neither of these wars would have started. I happen to think that that's true. And in the case of the Middle East, it's particularly true because before Trump left office in 2020, the mullahs were begging him to relieve the sanctions on their country. Biden, of course, then flooded the Iranian Revolutionary Government with money, and the region went up in flames. So I think Trump's onto the right thing in both of these cases. Mm-hmm. The crucial thing will be the extent to which he leans on America's friends and allies as opposed to America's enemies. And my hope is he does much more of the latter. But these are two of the trickiest business deals, right, peace deals imaginable.
General Keane and Mark Thiessen came over the column today using the $300 billion in frozen Russian money and start putting it to the Ukrainians to really bolster up their weapons grade. Maybe pay us to get them weapons, and they're doing a lot of their own stuff. The $200 billion are being held in a Belgian financial service company,
yes,
and they're making money off the interest while it stays frozen. $5 billion of it is in the U.S. Do you agree with this roughly in broad strokes, this approach to using Russian money against them?
I've thought for a long time this is a sensible approach. It's certainly a very useful threat, and one of the threats that should be wielded at Vladimir Putin in the coming days. It would be very galling for him to see such a thing happen. But the crucial thing is, you know, Trump has inherited this disorder that Biden left, and he has, of course, promised his supporters that the disorder will be stopped in very short time. That's possible in the case of Ukraine. It's slightly harder in the case of the Middle East. But it's possible. And the central demand of Trump's, by the way, about the Europeans is absolutely bang on. He is always getting bad coverage for this from the European press, as if he's withdrawing from the global security. It's no such thing. Trump, too, is doing the same thing he was doing in Trump 1, which is simply saying, why should America be the only country paying over the odds for the security of countries that are paying under their obligations? And that is absolutely the right question to ask. If the Europeans are worried, and they are worried about Russia, if they're worried, then they should spend accordingly. It should not just be the Americans pulling their weight. Everybody should be.
Absolutely. $183 billion we put in aid, but a lot of it, we give them the weapons, we make the new weapons, and we keep them. So it has, and now we have so much natural, they have so much rare earth and natural resources.
Uh-huh.
Ukraine would be good for it for a loan. I'm sure people should understand that. So we'll see. It's going to be an exciting time, Douglas, but very few people see it up close like you have. I look forward to your book on democracies and death cults, Israel and the future of civilization. You can order it now. Thanks, Doug.
Thank you.
Back in a moment.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Eczema flaring up again. We have good news. Exoderm. If you or someone you love suffers from eczema or dermatitis, get Exoderm, the common sense answer for eczema. This stuff really does work. Exoderm contains the number one doctor-recommended ingredient in a clean hypoallergenic cream with no harsh additives. Take back control of your eczema with affordable, fast-acting Exoderm Flare Control Cream. Exoderm. It's in the first aid aisle of your local drugstore, supermarket, or big box store.
Paid for by Bentland Products, LLC.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like
Discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code SECONDFREE by January 26th. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week with the smartest thinkers out there about the issues Americans face and where we're going as a nation. This show will feature deep dive interviews with newsmakers and some of your favorite Fox News analysts. I hope you'll join me as we dive into the fray. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts. Fox News Audio presents the Fox Nation Investigates podcast, a look into the Menendez brothers with victims or villains. Then, Judge Jeanine Pirro and a panel of experts break down their new fight for freedom with monsters or misunderstood, and follow three incredible cases where world-renowned forensic pathologist Dr. Michael Botten helps change the course of the investigation with the Botten Files. Listen and follow at foxtruecrime.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
It is time to take the quiz.
5 days a week, it's five questions in less than 5 minutes. We ask people on the streets of New York City to play along. Let's see how you do.
Including the pre-Super Bowl era, what NFL franchise has won the most NFL championships?
I'm going to say the Cowboys.
I guess I would say the Packers.
How'd you do exactly? He's getting tougher, so hang on.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox. Thank you for taking the quiz.
Talk show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
In Lafayette, Louisiana, the unusually icy roads had drivers and even weather reporters on edge.
John, you know, we've seen our fair share. Look, there's somebody peeling out. Watch out, John. See, this is something we encourage people not to do. I don't know how cool that guy thinks he is. I wish that Lafayette police officer would roll up on him and shut that down. Hey, man, can you turn your lights on? And shut that down. Unbelievable, bro. So that's the kind of stuff we don't love to do, which is why Acadiana, at times you wonder why we may be standing in certain spots. Just not it, bro. And you know, John's got a family. I got a family. We're all just trying to do our job, bringing you up to date. That was whack. I know my boy thought he was cool, but I ain't rocking with it. Super lame. Anyway, let me chill out. I tell you what, John, that got me hot, bro. That got me hot, baby. I wish you would roll back over here, man. We'll show him what's happening. I'm just kidding. Anyway, Acadiana, please be safe.
That is so fantastic.
Isn't it?
That is so fat. I mean, I don't. If you're news director, I don't know. Am I upset? I don't know what the visual is on that.
The visual, I mean, you heard the car peeling out in the background. Like, it's a snowy, icy road in Louisiana. The car is turning and making a left. And then the crew is sort of where, if he were to skid out, he would have gone into them, but they were further back. And then he just guns it. So he's like, it's just completely irresponsible. And it's very entertaining.
And then you get their real life vernacular out. Exactly how they'd be, rolling.
Yes, bro.
We'll see. Yeah. This is interesting. Yeah, I thought when you were playing late night television, I think they're just digging in. Everyone except Fallon is just digging in with the anti-Trump stuff, right? I mean, they're not saying, they're not normalizing, they're not treating him on case by case.
No, and they're still not funny. I heard a joke, I didn't even pull it because it wasn't funny, of Kimmel saying, oh, Trump's, you know, releasing all of the information on RFK, JFK, MLK. And it's like, oh, it's going to just say Biden did it. I'm like, really? That's the best you can come up with that lead up?
How many writers? Hey, Patrick, you're in Fort Lauderdale. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, Brian. Might I tell you how angry I am at Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski, the same, you know, senators that always, you know, have to go, you know, vote with the Democrats. You know, what they're doing to Pete is just horrible. But especially Lisa Murkowski in Alaska, where it's a red state. She's not listening to her constituents. You know,
Patrick, it's all personal. Trump tried to run somebody against her.
Voting system is so rigged and ridiculous. How can Alaskans change that so someone can primary her and have a real shot in putting a real Republican in?
I'm not sure. I guess that ranked choice voting, she lost. And then with the ranked choice voting, when it got down to two, she won again. She's popular with the people of Alaska. What could I tell you? I mean, Senator Sullivan is fantastic, Dan Sullivan. They got Nick Begich as the governor. People love them and their family. But they just can't seem to beat her. And Susan Collins is a moderate. I would think we should get used to those two. But you do have 53. Hey, don't forget. Go to BrianKilmeade.com. History, Liberty, and Laughs. I'm going to be in Jacksonville at the Florida Theater on February 15th. And on March 22nd at the Factory just outside St. Louis. BrianKilmeade.com now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down, get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
IZERVAY or avacincaptad pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
Paid for by Estella's Farm.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas. But our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.